K105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson.
It's time for the Football Frenzy Game of the Week. Tonight, Michigan Center visits Grass Lake. This evening's game is being brought to you in part by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, The Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lake Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop and Trips Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, Double Chiropractic, and Midwest Vehicle Group. Now let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game. Here's Captain Steve Boyle and Brian Haynes.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the press box here at Grass Lake High School, ready for a game between the Warriors and the Michigan Center Cardinals. Big day out here at Grass Lake with their Relay for Life going on, and they do a special cancer event every year with the players on the field, so it's always a fun day to be able to be out here for this game, and ready for a good one. The rain might change some game plans a little bit tonight, though, Brian, and it looks like we're still getting a little bit of precipitation, but it has let up from where it was earlier today.
Yeah, you know, even just looking at the crowd's a little less than what I anticipated. Didn't know if that was the rain, the mosquito scare, what that was, or the Michigan Center's 1-3 record. I'm not sure what's kind of keeping the fans away, but
yeah, early in the season, this is one that you circle immediately and go, this has been a good rivalry for a few years in a row now, and Michigan Center, unexpected to me to have the 1-3 record, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. It doesn't mean that they can't turn it around. Also, you know, 1-3 so far out of the season, 1-2 in the league, coming off their last game, a loss at Addison, and one that we were following a little bit while we were doing our game, and it was kind of close for a while, and then Addison, 62 points to 34 for Michigan Center, so kind of it ends in a blowout. Michigan Center reeling a little bit, their lone win on the season, a 48-12 victory over Vander Cook Lake.
Yeah, you know, you say unexpected to you. I don't think you're the only one either. I think even talking to Michigan Center coaching staff, this has kind of been unexpected. I don't think anybody thought this game would take place with Center having a 1-3 record. So, like you said, it's still early. There's a chance to turn around, but turning around against Grass Lake is going to be a tough task if you're Michigan Center.
Indeed, but it'd be one of those wins that you definitely would feel could set you off on a better path. If you're the Cardinals, this is one that you're probably keeping your eye on to hopefully, right the ship and maybe turn it up and to the end of the season, maybe get yourself somewhere into the postseason. So, Grass Lake, as we mentioned, being tough, 4-0 on the year, 3-0 in the Cascades Conference so far. Their last game was a 52-13 win against Hanover Horton, a Hanover Horton team that's been pretty good overall this year.
Yeah, it's not as if Grass Lake's just squeaking by these teams. You know, Grass Lake's just laying it to people. And like you said, some teams that have been kind of pesky too, but just not seeming to have any problem right now with anybody that's been in their way, which I think is why, if I'm not mistaken, I think they are up to ranked fourth in the state in their division now.
48 points minimum every game that Grass Lake's played this season. They're outscoring opponents total 207-25. And we look at the last season. We mentioned Michigan Center having been kind of a rival of Grass Lake's recently. So you look at last season, Grass Lake beats Michigan Center at Michigan Center 14-10 in week 6. Then they end up playing each other in the opening, in the pre-district. Michigan Center gets that win 35-6. So they've been splitting games. They've been good battles. And right now it looks like Grass Lake in position to take the driver's seat in that rivalry and look to move on to their next game. So 4-0 Grass Lake team against a 1-3 Michigan Center team. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame, and we'll come back and get things set up for the kickoff. It's Grass Lake and Michigan Center, the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, and we are just about ready to get things started here. The band leaving the field to the Grass Lake Fight song, and the Warriors set to take the field
Dolphins.
Cardinals breaking up their huddle down by the goal line.
Well, we're going to go with...
Yeah, Steve, we're up here nice in this press box away from the elements, and I see the Grass Lake Band down there in the ponchos. I'm assuming it's raining still, or, again, I didn't know if that was that or the mosquito netting.
Well, it's tough to tell up here a little bit, but I've been keeping my eye on this little bit of puddle down on that end, and I'm trying to see if I can spot raindrops. So right now it looks like no rain. The field obviously wet from the conditions, so it'll be a little slick as Grass Lake sets up to receive the kick to start this game. And they will send a couple players deep. And it looks like that's Travis Fernenberg and Carson Canning back deep.
You know, we talked about Michigan Center kind of coming into this being underdogs tonight. I will have to say I would believe the weather might actually help even things out a little bit. I know Grass Lake explosive passing game might be slowed down a little bit. I guess we'll find out here.
It's gonna Do they change the cleats? See a different type of cleats like you always hear in the NFL? They're wearing their turf cleats today. So I don't know who's going to be able to handle the slick field better. And does Grass Lake is always, as much as they do have that explosive passing game, they always do stay dedicated to the run game, and they may have to go a little extra on that today. The Cardinals will kick this one off to get us going in our first quarter, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. It's a low kick. Liner to the 30, picked up, and he's going to try and run it. And he takes a couple stutter steps, dives into the pile, and he's going to get stopped at about the 39. On the kick return there for Grass Lake, Shane Holcomb, senior running back. So you got your guys in there, your up guys. It's nice to have a running back, somebody who's familiar with carrying the football, so he can give you a couple extra yards on that kickoff.
And in about all the games we've done again so far this year, Steve, we're seeing teams start out about on the 40-yard line.
Yeah, a lot of midfield action on that kickoff. And Grass Lake ready to go here with four wide receivers, three split left. And take the snap, and it's a handoff to the right. Trying to get around the end, and the Cardinals able to get some contact there, but not until he gets to about the 45. So quick 6 yards on the first down carry for Grass Lake. And it's Trenton Holden, and he's going to get about 7. Make it a second down and 3. Grass Lake rarely huddles up. Shotgun formation, play action on the slant, and well defended there by Michigan Center. And it's the number do we have there? Oh, it looked like a 0. It
looked like number 8, Matt Brown. I think his jersey's just kind of squished up a little bit, hiding that 8.
So I was looking for a 0. There was none to be found. Carson Farley 0 for 1 passing, but they got a third down and about 3 here. And again, they go with that 3 wide receivers left. And no huddle, as usual, for Grass Lake. Quick strike offense. They stay on the field, keep you going. 11:29 to go first quarter. Third down, and that's going to be a handoff. And he's got distance for the first down. He's over midfield into Cardinal territory at the 48. Before he's brought down, and another carry for Trenton Holden, just a dive up the middle, plenty of running room, and he gets the first down and into Michigan Center's half of the field, and they do spot that on the 49. Shotgun pass, looking to throw deep to the left in the slot, and intercepted! He floated it out there, running stride for stride on the defense, Michigan Center, and it's Matt Brown making another play here early for the Cardinals, so they get the Grass Lake offense off the field.
Yeah.
First Cardinal possession.
Hey, I tell you, I was talking to a couple of the players today, and they said they felt that their defensive backs were able to handle the Grass Lake receivers and run stride for stride, and boy, we sure saw that on that play.
Brown's listed about 6'1", 155. He's every bit of 6'1". Out there looks like a lanky kid. Now, the offense comes out for the Cardinals. Our first look at their spread. They come out with a pistol formation. And it's Orlowski. Wolkowski, excuse me, back there to pass. No, he hands up on first down. Off-tackle run for Liam O'Dell. He's stopped for a short gain. They'll give him about 3 yards on the carry. Cardinals with the possession. And now it's the 18-yard line.
With the ball. And Steve, for you personally, when Michigan Center has the ball, you might be able to actually take a breath. I have a feeling when Grass Lake has it, we're going to be hearing a lot of Steve. Just as the plays are going to continue to go fast.
Yeah, Cardinals huddle up there quickly, but they're back to the line. And they go with three wideouts. You got a wing there. And in the backfield, a back play action. And he's looking to pass it to the side. He's got a step and a little overthrown. Intended receiver on the play, Keegan Bennett wanted a flag, but the coverage was pretty soft on him. Just the throw wasn't quite on the mark because he did have about two steps on those DBs. It was the right pass to make, just wasn't on target.
And you can tell Keegan watches a lot of NFL football as the receiver who didn't catch the ball is looking around, wanting the flag, tossing his hand up.
Yeah. The only way I didn't catch it is if it was an interference. Spread formation here again for the Cardinals. This time two backs for Olkowski. And he's got wide receivers, everybody. He's rolling out right, looking to throw on the run. Nice throw. Open man at the sticks is Wiley. And he's got the catch, and he's going to try to battle forward. They won't get much more than a couple yards, but he does move the sticks, and it's first and 10 for the Cardinals now at about the 27.
And if you're a Cardinal team trying to pull off an upset, that's a big first down. You don't want to make a big interception or something and then have just a quick three and out and you feel like it was worth nothing. So, you know, at the very least, the old proverbial flipping the field would be
important. Olkowski looked good on that throw, too, on the run. Nice throw, got hit the target. And Wiley's a nice asset to have out there as a receiver at 6'3", 190 with speed. Just a big target for Olkowski out of the shotgun now. This time he's going to keep. He has to dive into the line. He's going to get nothing. That almost looked like he struggled with the snap a little bit, and his only choice was to avoid losing yards by diving into the line.
Well, it looked like, kind of like a mix-up with the running back, too. I think Olkowski looked like he was going to hand it off one side, and the running back was right, running right up his jersey, almost knocking him down himself.
Couple substitutions for the Cardinals huddled up. Second down and 9.5 from the 28.5 yard line. In their own territory here. 9:20 to go. Scoreless in the first quarter. First Minuteman sewer and drain cleaning. Shotgun for Olkowski takes the snap. He's rolling out right again. Pump fakes, and now he goes deep. One-on-one, and a diving reach there by their intended receiver on the play. And that's Wiley out there. Couldn't reel it in Odell Beckham style, and it's incomplete. That'll bring up a third down and 9.5 for the Cardinals.
Josh Sherwood for Grass Lake running stride for stride with Wiley. Two very good Cascades Conference athletes.
Yeah, the coverage has been pretty good on both teams, really, for the passing game. A couple teams that really do like to open it up and will throw it downfield. It's fun to watch up in the press box unless they're incomplete a lot because then we just don't kind of see the football move much and the clock kind of stops too. 9:07 to go here in the first quarter. Cardinals have an important third down play right here. You're talking about you coughing. I'm the first one that had to in the game so far. Four wideouts for Olkowski. Takes the handoff. He's under pressure. Gets it out to the flat and just off the outstretched hand of Keegan Bennett. But I tell you, if he caught it, he was going to get lit up. The defenders were ready to go right there. Incomplete fourth down for the Cardinals, and the punt unit comes out.
Yeah, that was one of those plays where for the running back trying to catch that out in the flats there might have been good because didn't take a loss and he didn't get lit up.
Yeah.
Kind of a double good thing for him.
Yeah, you avoid the big hit.
Yeah.
Punter standing back on the 15-yard line. It's Wiley. He gets a good boot into it. It's going to be fielded at the 39. And Grasslake's got some room to run. Slips a tackle. Pretty move right there. Gets into Cardinal territory inside the 45 to the 43 before he's brought down on the return is Grasslake's Shane Holcomb. And now the field position here pretty good for the Warriors to start this possession. Michigan Center didn't move the football enough, like you said, to flip that field possession and kind of get that back into Grass Lake territory. So the Warriors, good look at the goal line from where they're standing, and they'll send their high-powered offense back onto the field, as we mentioned. Have not scored less than 48 in any game so far this year.
That's got to be up there in Jackson County. Maybe history. 48 a game.
It's handed off on first down on a sweep. They'll get down inside the 40 to 39, and that's another carry for Trenton Holden. Cameron Darrow on the sideline for this one. Injured in a game against Hanover Horton, and not during a 12th grader. Not during a fun play. Not, you know, something that was extracurricular, kind of dirty. They described it as dirty to me. I didn't see it, but they weren't happy about losing a guy to an injury for a play like that. Nice bobble screen for the Warriors. Get it out into open field, and he's going to get about 15 yards on the pass play. Shifty little runner there on the catch, Travis Furnenberg, for a first down for Grass Lake, and get him inside the 25-yard line.
Cason Gray out there making a nice block to help spring him.
Nice little bubble screen out there to a receiver. Grass Lake right back at it, staying on the line. Three wide receivers to the left, empty to the right, and it's a handoff on first down, and they'll give it to Shane Holcomb. Not a ton of room. He's going to get about a yard before he's brought down by a flock of Cardinals. Second down and eight. 8.5.
It looks like Scott Taylor there, the first Cardinal to meet him.
And I like watching you watch all the Grass Lake players look to the sideline for the play and then go back to business as they stay at the line of scrimmage. 7:34 to go first quarter. And that's Farley taking the snap. Another quick out to the receiver. And he'll get caught at about the 20, so we'll get another couple of yards, but it will bring up a third down at about 7. Maybe 6 for the Warriors.
A nice tackle and attack there by Cole Silva. I guess in this quick passing game that Grass Lake has, you cannot hesitate. You know, if you're Cole Silva, you got to take your angle and go. You give him space, he's gone.
Back in at the line. Three wide receivers to the right now for Grass Lake. A little movement over there by the receivers. No whistle. And what a nice play to jump in front of the pass there on the defense by Michigan Center. And that's the first time we've called JT Reeser's number out, but a nice play. And on third down, the Warriors will get a fourth down decision here, and it looks like the offense will stay on the field.
One of our first big plays of the game tonight.
Fourth down and 6 from the 20. Rolling out right for Farley. He'll pull it down and run. It looks like he might have room to the sticks. He dives into it. It's going to be close. We get a flag at the end of the play. Uncertain what that might be for, unless they got his face mask, but he did. It looks like where the spot ends up, they'll maybe have the first down. And so where the spot is might have been short of the first down anyway, but it's going to be a hold against the Warriors. And they'll decline it because it's a first down Michigan Center, so they did stop them just shy of the stick, but enough to get the turnover. So Michigan Center's defense holds up now two early possessions here.
Yeah, boy, you're playing a team that's putting up 48 a game, and you're 2 for 2 in stops. You have the Michigan Center, again, it's all about feeling good and feeling that you belong here. In Michigan Center, you got to be pleased.
You got to start getting some of those completions, I think, on the offense. If you're gonna pass as frequently as they did on their first possession, some of those are gonna have to get completed if you want to move it down the field. Well, I got a phone friend here with David. Shotgun here for Wolkowski with four wideouts in motion, and he gives it to the sweeping wing there, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage and brought down. Big collision, and on the carry there, Cole Silva brought down for short gain, second down about 9.
Looked like Gage Lee there for the Warriors with a nice hit on Silva.
It was a collision. Silva, to his credit, fell forward and got the half a yard or whatever they gave him, but he paid the price. 6:18 to go first quarter. We're still scoreless here at Grass Lake. First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. And we'll add two wideouts here for Michigan Center. You get that wing that tends to go in motion. They got a couple of those guys up there. And it's Silva going around. They fake the pitch, rolls out left, throwing across his body, but a nice pass. Did he get the feed in? He did. That's going to be a catch for Keegan Bennett. And that's a first down for the Michigan Center Cardinals. Tiptoeing that sideline, but he's able to get down at least 1 foot and got the catch.
Yeah, nice throw, nice catch. You know, if you're Michigan Center, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You want to have some ball control because you want to keep Grass Lake's offense off the field, but you also got to feel like you're not going to win this game by scoring 17 points. So, you know, it's kind of a tough. We need to be aggressive. We need to go score, but we also want to have some methodical drives. So we'll see how the mix goes.
Clock is ticking off now, under 6 minutes here in the first quarter, and we get the Cardinal offense back to the line of scrimmage with two wideouts, two wings, and the deep back is Silva. Rolling out again, Okowski on the run, throwing, and that was going to be incomplete, looking for Liam O'Dell about 5 yards downfield, and he could not pull it in. Second down and 10 now for the Cardinals. And they huddle up a little bit. That's a nice breather for me. Stay tuned for us at halftime. Collins Brothers floor covering. I want to say thank you to a couple more of our sponsors, XL Staffing, on the game tonight. And Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. Tri-County Water with our out-of-town scoreboard. Some games have been canceled tonight, which is unusual with a little bit of rain. Handoff on second down and long goes to the fullback, and he rumbles ahead. He's going to get about 9. He might even have that first down, depending on the spot. Rumbling run there by Cameron Roebuck, and they do move the chains. Nice job by the Cardinals with a second down. Big running play, but that guy had some wheels, too. It's nice to have a guy like that.
Yeah, Cam. Big Cam.
Cameron Roebuck listed at 5'8", 215.
Looking kind of fire hydrant with legs.
Yeah, I think that's fair. He's in the backfield again with Olkowski for the Cardinals out of the shotgun. Spread formation in motion. One wing, and he'll take the handoff, dives into the middle. He's not going to get much out of the carry. Barrett Rowe on the carry, and he'll get about half a yard. Second down and about 9 for the Cardinals from their own 38-yard line.
Looks like Blake Koski there in on the tackle. You know, this is just fun because it's also like a little chess match. I mean, Coach Cole's been around as long as anybody in the Cascades Conference and even in Jackson County. And Coach Allen has been sneaky as far as how long he's been there now. And these two know each other well, and I'm sure they've seen a lot of each other, kind of know each other's tendencies. So.
Well, I like what
Coach Randy Cole's defense bending but not breaking so far here in the game. The Cardinals fake a pitch out, and it looks like it was going to be a give to the opposite wing, but we get a whistle, and it's going to be some sort of illegal procedure against the Cardinal offense. False start, and moving back 5 yards to make it second down and 14. And that's where, if you're Michigan Center and you got a little momentum going, you're moving the football a little bit, you can't afford those kind of penalties.
It's funny, our last couple games we've seen games where we really think that's a big penalty because teams didn't just seem to have the firepower. I will say for these two teams, you know, the way they're slinging it around, they might still be able to, you don't feel like it's just quite the penalty.
And now we'll get a timeout against our former Michigan Center. Let's take a timeout from the broadcast. 1 minute and we're back 0-0 with 4:29 to go in the first quarter on KM105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, second down and 14 for the Cardinals. And back to pass, Olkowski fakes the wheel route, sets up a screen, and they had some running room. And he just let it go through his hands, intended on the play, Liam O'Dell. The fake worked out perfectly, Brian. They faked a little drop off to the running back in the flat, and then he spun and looked, and they had a screen set up with four blockers, and the back had a lot of... There were four blockers and three tacklers. That looked good for him, but he couldn't reel the pass in. Missed opportunity for the Cardinals, third and 14.
Yeah, how many times do you hear people say, you got to see the ball at first. You can't take off running without the ball. And I think that's what Odell did. He... Eyes got a little saucerish, seeing some green field and some blockers with him.
He knew what we knew, that he had some room to run, and he got a little anxious maybe. Four wideouts now for Olkowski. And he's back to pass. No trickery here, just going deep. One-on-one, he's got Bennett, and he overthrows him. Keegan Bennett had one-on-one coverage. Olkowski just kind of missed him, and the punt unit will come out a second time for Michigan Center. So both defenses have held up thus far. We've got 4:19 to go in the first quarter. 0-0 is our score. First quarter brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. They open drains, others can't. And it's unusual in the last couple weeks for us to have both teams actually have two full possessions in one quarter with time left, because we've seen a lot more measured running attacks, and these guys with the incomplete pass that stops the clock every time. Nice kick by Wiley. It's high, and the coverage team gets down, but he's got a little room to run at 35, now to the 45. Cuts through and gets to the 50. One man on his back, and he pulls him down, but not before he's able to get to the Cardinal 41-yard line. Another nice return for Grass Lake Shane Holcomb.
Yeah, Shane looking very shifty. Coming through there, avoiding tacklers. Beautiful run back.
What I like about what Holcomb does running the football, too, is that he doesn't use a lot of motion, a lot of movement. It's a small movement, but just enough to get past the guy and keep his speed. You know, a lot of people want to do a big cut, a big, you know, shifty Barry Sanders-looking move, and he doesn't do that. He moves just a little bit, just enough to get past you, and then he's back on the afterburners and at high speed, and the Grass Lake offense will run like that the whole time they get back onto the field. Trips left for Farley, and he hands right off to the running back. That, again, is Trenton Holden on the carry. He's going to get stopped at the 40-yard line. Make it second down and about 8.
I was interested to see this series because Holden's had some success through the pass game. Center's done a pretty good job covering him, but that's what they do, so I'd like to see who blinks first.
Farley out of the shotgun, gives the running back again. Holden looking for a little room. He does get another couple yards, and he'll get inside the 40, down to about the 38-yard line. So Holden's been able to get a little space, not enough, hasn't broken any real big runs yet, but he leaves him in those third and 5-4-3 situations. Grass Lake's gone to the air in those situations so far, and they'll come out of the shotgun again. Holden stays in the backfield. And there's going to be a false start, looks like, against the Grass Lake offense. And so they'll move it back, and it'll be third down and 10 instead of 5.
Yeah, it looks like Sherwood was about 7 yards downfield before anybody else on the Grass Lake team flinched. So
he was off to the races and ready to go. With 3:11 to go on the clock's running here, third down and 10 for Grass Lake.
Or pin him back.
Randy Cole's offense out on the field. Randy Cole, this week's Detroit Lions Coach of the Year.
Yeah, congratulations. What an honor to Coach Cole.
And rolling out, Farley has a good block to keep him free out in the backfield. He gets the pass away, and it's going to go to Travis Furtenberg. Short of the sticks, but it's going to be fourth and real short here. And it looks like Grass Lake's going to keep the offense on the field.
And I like
that's
that
not
call.
A great spot.
I like the call by Coach Cole.
About fourth and 3. Yeah, they're on the short side of the field, and Michigan Center hasn't been able to get in, you know, get beyond the 50-yard line yet. Gets a man open, goes up and catches it. Looks like he held on to it. Does he still have it? Looking for a ruling from the officials.
Cardinal players signaling that they did not catch it, but the Grass Lake players saying they did.
Officials are talking it over. It looked like a catch to me from here. No, incomplete. So it is incomplete. And on the fourth down play, Michigan Center holds up and will get the football back. And look at it here at the 35-yard line.
You know, had the rain kept up and you would have told me it was 0-0 with 2 minutes to go, I might have believed you, but the rain kind of cleared and it seems like a nice evening out there. And
yeah,
both defenses just doing a good job.
And it felt like it was going to be windier than this, too. There is a little breeze, but it's not ripping the flag off the pole or anything. So, actually pretty nice weather for a football game tonight. 2:19 to go first quarter. We're still scoreless. Olkowski brings his Cardinals to the line. And he takes a snap, hands to the fullback again, and he rumbles forward. And he's going to get about 4 on the play. We'll look for the spot. Might be 3. And, again, the carry for Michigan Center goes to Cameron Roebuck.
Yeah, with Evan Stuckey there for Grass Lake leading the way with 3 Warriors pulling down Roebuck.
And they do give him about 3 yards on the play, make it second down and 7 for Michigan Center. Kevin Roebuck has been their best ground weapon so far. You may call him a fullback because of his stats, but he's playing a halfback right now out there. And the snap's a little high. Olkowski gets it, trying to escape the rush, but he's not going to get away. And he's going to lose about 7 on the play. Miscue on the snap. Okowski did a good job of getting to it quickly, and his helmet comes off at the end of the play, so he'll put that back on and go on the sideline for a play. Third down and 17, and you don't like to have your starting QB have to go to the bench. No. And you got a big long third down play coming.
You know, it's funny, Steve, in warm-up, you and I were watching him, and we noticed a couple fumbled snaps on that long shotgun snap that Okowski was having trouble with. And there it is.
So 1:20 to go here in our first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We're scoreless. Both teams have had three possessions, and Michigan Center in danger of having a third punt under their belt before we run out of time in our first set. And now we'll get a whistle and a timeout for the Cardinals. Let's take a one-minute break. We'll come back with the final 105 in the first quarter on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
105 to go here in the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. The Cardinals have a third down and 18 play, and it's Carter Wiley in as the quarterback. Three wide receivers. In motion goes, and he's going to wing it. A little bit of a duck, but it's intercepted at midfield by the Warriors. And he's got some room to run over to the right sideline. Plows into the defender, and he's going to get to the 30-yard line. But a flag comes in right at the end of the play. On the interception is Josh Sherwood for Grass Lake. And a nice return. Let's see who the flag's going to go against.
Hell, Josh Sherwood said, "Say, hey, coach, sorry about that false start. I'll make up for it by picking one off here."
53 seconds to go first quarter, Grass Lake. Had nice position. It's going to go against Grass Lake. And it looks like that can't be that. It was an unusual signal. Couldn't have been a legal shift, right? Trying to see the referee. Two double fist pumps.
And we've seen a lot of football, and I haven't seen the big double fist pump. I don't know what that is. Maybe
there
I didn't know as much as I thought I
did. Illegal blindside block.
Oh, okay.
Illegal blindside block.
Yeah, usually they just kind of give an illegal block symbol and signal, and he was getting very technical. Good
he
for
went
him.
Right, yeah. He's studying his manual before the game.
Those MHSA rules.
Moves it all the way back to the 50 for Grass Lake. Now first and 10. Farley under pressure, trying to escape. He does get away from the pressure. Now he's going to look upfield, and he slipped. And there's where we worried that some people might not be able to find their footing and make all the cuts they usually make. And on that one, he does go down. Good job on the pressure by Thomas Masters.
Looked like Farley must not have put on the, 2.25-inch cleats, as you mentioned earlier.
He lost about 3 on the play. Second down to 13. And there's a handoff on second down. And good job on the Cardinal defense to get some penetration. And a great job by the running back after first contact to still get up to the original line of scrimmage there. Weston Quietek on the carry.
It looks like Travis Mankey made first contact, but as you said, he kept going, churning the legs. It took a couple more Cardinals to get him.
We're out of time here in the first quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Still scoreless, and when we come back from the break, third down and 13 for Grass Lake. 1 minute, and we're right back on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
On third down play, they have a deep pass to the left, intercepted by Keegan Bennett, Michigan Center, and he's running up the right sideline. He's going to get into Grass Lake territory, and he's going to get stopped at about the 32-yard line. It went off the receiver's hands and fingertip catch by Keegan Bennett. Wide receiver, so we know he's got the good hands, and a nice run back. Best field position for the Cardinals all night so far, and they're in Grass Lake territory at the 33 is where they'll ultimately spot that one, but nice field position for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I don't care if we're watching high school or college or whatever. That was just a nice interception there. Really shoestring catch. You see the defensive backs drop that way more than catch it, so great job by Keegan Bennett. Mr. Smooth, as he likes to be called.
Maybe you can't give yourself that name. They come up to the line. Keegan Bennett is split wide left. He'll be a target for Olkowski. Carter Wiley here to our right. And it is a shotgun back to pass. Gets a little pressure rolling right. And now he'll pull it down and run. He's going to get to the 30, 25, and push out of bounds at the 21. Olkowski, first time we've seen him pull it down and run. And he's going to get about 9 yards. No, they're going to move the chains. It's about 11 yards. First down. As you can see, it is raining now. So we got some noticeable precipitation out on the field with 11:38 to go. Nothing our score, but the Cardinals at the 22-yard line with a first and 10.
Well, as all our listeners know, Steve, we're above making the obscure reference here and there, but Olkowski kind of looked like Mike Glennon if anybody watched Hard Knocks with the Oakland Raiders.
He's in the backfield now with the shotgun. And a little bit of a timing error on the snap. The running back was a little bit hungry to grab that handoff, Cameron Roebuck, but he does get about 2 yards on the in that cloud of dust. Second down and 8.
He's trying to see who was in the middle of the pile for Grass Lake, but it looked to be about 4 or 5 warriors, so we'll just credit the whole defensive line for that tackle.
We love to give the line credit when we can on both sides of the football, and you had a little offensive line interview again, so we'll get to that at some point here. 11 minutes to go in the first half, and it's Cardinal football with second down and about 8. Olkowski in the shotgun. Have a fake pitch, gets it to Roebuck out in the flat, and he's into the second level, down to the 5, inside, rolling to the end zone. He lost it as he went down. He is going to be called down short of the goal line, but he's inside the 1, and that's a fresh set of downs. Big play there by the Cardinals. Just a little, it wasn't even really a screen, just caught caught Roebuck in the flat. He caught it, turned around, barreled through like he does, bounced off a couple tacklers, and had a shot at the end zone, kind of lost his grip on the football. First and 10 for the Cardinals. Our first and goal, excuse me, for the Cardinals from the 1.
Well, if you're going to pull off an upset like the Cardinals are looking to, these are the Cones where you got to come away with 7.
Big formation that we haven't seen all day for Michigan Center. Olkowski under center. He gives to Roebuck, and a great job by the Grass Lake Warrior defensive line to get in there. Penetration, and they'll stop him for a loss on the carry. I think I had Cole Silva.
Yeah, and I had Winston Higgins come flying in there with a little run blitz, and he almost met the quarterback handing it off to Silva.
Because of the nature of the formation, it's a big set. They do lose only a yard on the play, but that's a big yard down in tight like that to send them back a little bit instead of having them be able to lean forward into the end zone. So it's second and goal from the 2.
Spread it out this time.
They do a more familiar formation here for the Cardinals. And they'll give again to Roebuck. This time he's going to battle, and they'll stop him. He maybe got it back to the 1, but not much more. Great job by this interior line from the Warriors.
Yeah, again, a bunch of Warriors, but Hunter Presson put kind of a bear hug on Roebuck and was not going to let go or not let him move. Impressive.
9:07 to go here in the second quarter. And it's still scoreless, but the Cardinals looking to get some points here, and they've got that right at about the 1.5-yard line. This has just been a battle of the lines, and right now the Warriors are winning that battle. So they spread it way out this time. We've got 3 wide receivers and split right, and now Olkowski calls one in. Kolsova takes the snap, loses the football. He's down into 5. Slick football through the fingers, and that's going to bring up a 4th down and goal from the 5-yard line, and they may bring in the field goal kicker for a try. Olkowski goes to the sideline, and we're going to talk about it here for a moment. 8:22 ticking away here in the first half.
Yeah, for the Cardinals, last couple years they had Mr. Automatic. Brian Williams would just come in and bang 3 points in. I don't know exactly how confident they feel about their kicker, but I think they're going to keep the offense on, and I would not be surprised if there's a jump ball out there for Carter Wiley.
that something to the back corner of the end zone.
Yeah.
Would not be a bad play right here. You give the ball back to Grasslake on the five. Either way, maybe. But if you can get, if you can set up a one-on-one, and now we'll get a timeout from the Cardinals. With 7:48 to go in the half, they'll talk it over on the sideline. Big play here when we come back. Let's take 1 minute and get back for the play on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, fourth and goal, and the Cardinal offense on the field, and they're going with kind of a tight formation here. Olkowski is in at quarterback, and it's kind of an end around to Soba. Running back pass, open man in the end zone. Keegan Bennett with the catch. What a play. Cole Soba with an end around, takes the handoff, throws to the end zone, and Keegan Bennett standing by himself. That's just like you draw it up. Nice play call by Troy Allen, and the Michigan Center Cardinals are on the board first, 6-0.
I don't even know what to say. I didn't know that was in the Cardinal playbook, but you have Cole Soba rolling out to his left, making a nice left-handed throw.
Might not have been in the playbook. They might have just drawn that on their hand like we used to do in the backyard to get that one to work.
They said, Soba, you're the bottle cap. I'll be this piece of grass. This is what we're going to do.
Touchdown Cardinals, extra point pending here. They send out the kick unit. And it's bobbled, and the Grasslake will wrap that up. And no good here on the extra conversion. 6-0. Let's take 30 seconds. We're back with a kickoff on K105.3.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Cardinals strike first, 6-0 lead here against Grasslake. At Grasslake, the home field Warriors will look to answer. And they send Winston Higgins and Shane Holcomb back to return deep. Cardinals' initial kickoff to start the game was a squib. So was this one. And it does get back inside the 20. And number four's got it. That is Carson Canning on the run back. And he's not going to get much. He'll be brought down at about the 21. And that's where Grasslake will start, trailing by 6 now. Hey, congratulations to our qualifiers for the $1,053 from the pregame tailgate. Amy Farley, Jessica Horading, Jerry Sova, Jennifer Cannings, Julie Cruz, Taylor Help, Brad Andrews, Donna Weir, Jenna Tengman, and Vicki Gorsuch. And congratulations to Jill Randa. She won a $50 Claybons gift card from Northwest Schools. So I know where she's going to dinner tomorrow night.
Here we go.
First and 10 for the Warriors. And it's a jet sweep. Gives the runner. He's trying to get to the edge, and a good job by the Cardinal defense to string that out. Carter Wiley makes the tackle. No gain on the play. Kaysen Gray on the carry.
Yeah, pretty good discipline there shown by the Cardinal defense. Everybody kind of staying in their lanes and not trying to do more than they're supposed to do. Good tackle by Wiley.
Keeping that container on the edge. Four wide outs for Farley out of the shotgun. And he's back to throw. And no pressure, gets the throw away. Deep down the right sideline. He's got a man with a step just out of his hands. Winston Higgins, the intended receiver on the sideline there. And if he catches it, it's 6.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's one where when you're a Grasslake fan, you're like, oh, I wish you would have come up that. But you're not saying you should have come up with it. It would have been a great catch.
And
but close.
And the burner's around so much, if you're at that top speed, it's hard to even lay out for one of those. You just get the arms out as far as you can, just off the fingers. Actually, a pretty good throw for being that long.
Have you ever been at that top speed, Steve?
Not that top speed. My top speed's somewhere a lot slower than that. Gets the throwaway on third and long, and short of the intended receiver, or maybe long for one. It was in between two guys and incomplete. Intended on the play, I think, was Josh Sherwood. And that's going to bring up fourth down for Grasslake. So after giving up 6 on the last possession, it's looks like a punting situation now for Grasslake and Michigan Center with a chance to double up their lead.
Probably the least known guy in the whole Cascades Conference, Grasslake punter. That guy sees no action.
Their offense has been good.
It's like Steve in high school.
It's Brett Sherwood with the punt. It's a good one. Get it at about the 44. Bobbled a little bit, so he's not going to go anywhere. Good job by the punt coverage. And Michigan Center will have good field position to start here on their own 44. And Michigan Center, all of a sudden, as the stalemate in the first quarter ends with a 6-0 lead for the Cardinals. Now 6:48 to go here in the second quarter. And the Cardinals with the lead and the football.
And I don't care what sport you're playing. If you're trying to pull an upset, your main thing is just shorten the game somehow. And if you're Michigan Center, you know, now we're halfway through the first half and you have a lead and the game is shortening.
Tells you how long we've been doing this.
First and 10 for the Cardinals. Probably at the 43, really, here. Olkowski will hand off to Robach. No, he keeps. Good fake. And around the end. And he's into the second level. And now he's got a chance to go. Grass Lake defender is able to collapse on him. But he gets into Grass Lake territory inside the 40 to about the 37 before he's brought down. And a great play on first down for Olkowski. And right now, all the momentum feels right now with the Michigan Center offense.
Yeah, Olkowski did not know he had those kind of little shifty moves, but Nick Woolery was able to pull him down after about, a gain of 14?
And Okowski's got, he's a long strider, so it's about 5 steps and he's 10 yards. He's out of the shotgun now with four backs and gives to Roebuck this time, and Roebuck slides sideways, leaning forward, still battling, and there's a whistle finally, and he got about 4 yards through about 6 or 7 defenders. He's pulled down at about the 35-yard line. They'll move it back to the 36. This will be second down at about 6 yards for the Cardinals.
Would you say there's a difference in running style between Olkowski and Roebuck?
I would
One
say
a long
that.
Strider. Roebuck, maybe not quite described as a long strider.
More effective.
Yeah.
Both of them effective.
Yes.
4 yards on the play.
Roebuck has been the primary back most of the way here for the Cardinals. He's the one behind Olkowski as they come to the line this time.
Yeah.
Wiley split right, Keegan Bennett to the left. And the give is to Cole Sova around the end, and he gets through the tackle. Flipped over to the 30-yard line. That was a back body drop for the WWE fans listening. And Sova gets it over the 30-yard line and for a first down. That is as Sova left the ground 100% was flipped over. That Steve Austin, Stone Cold Steve Austin style tackle, got the job done for the stop, but Cole Sova's probably not mad. He got the first down.
Yeah, a pretty cool tackle by Winston Higgins. I was going to throw out a wrestling name, but I'm a lot older than you, so I'm going to break. I mean, I'd be breaking out.
Ric Flair knows that move, too.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka or somebody like that.
Yeah, they all have to know the back body drop. It's a basic move, and it's now part of the Grass Lake defense repertoire. Rolling out, Olkowski looking to pass out first down, and the defense gets to him. He tries to get the throw. It's nearly caught. Might have been intercepted at the end. No, it comes loose. So they end up getting the incomplete pass as Olkowski's arm was grabbed as he tried to get a throwaway. He was going to lose 10 to 12 yards on the play, and they're fortunate to get it back down to the 30-yard line as it was almost caught by looked like one of the running backs standing by. Keeps him from the intentional grounding call, but he was under intense pressure.
Yeah, great pursuit by Trenton Holden, and quite a lucky play by Michigan Center because I think Olkowski was just looking to get rid of it, just kind of flew up in the air, and a couple Grass Lake bodies had a chance to catch it, but slips to the ground.
Little Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard update. I don't have the score, but Western on a lightning delay currently. Delayed due to lightning at Western. Shotgun on second down for Olkowski. Now we get a flag in the Grass Lake backfield, and it's the delay of game, it looked like, the signal against the Cardinals. Taking a little too long to get to the line, so they'll move him back 5 yards, make it second down at 15. With 4:46 to go here in the second quarter, rain falling out on this field here at Grass Lake, and the Cardinals with a 6-0 advantage as we head toward the half for Collins Brothers floor covering.
One thing about that Western delay, I suppose if it was raining hard there in Parma, they could just load up and go play at Northwest or any
It's always
other
an option these days.
That happens all the time.
Three wideouts now for the Cardinals. Olkowski pitches out to the running back, and in this case, it is number one, Liam O'Dell. He's going to get back to that original line of scrimmage at about the 30, but it's going to make it third down and 10 yards here for Michigan Center.
A good tackle by Evan Stuckey. Now we're kind of looking over. I see umbrellas popping up right in front of us, so rain must be coming down a little harder than it is in this press box.
And you have kind of a different view than I do with the window, and I have the open window here, and you can see the rain in the light coming down pretty heavily. 6-0, Michigan Center leads with 4:08 to go here in the first half, and the Cardinals in the big third down here, and the third down and 11. Pistol formation. Olkowski is back to throw. Gets the throw away. Going to Carter. Wow, he's got a step. He's got the... Oh, right through his hands. He was open. And I don't know if you can blame the rain. Just didn't seem like he got his hands where he wanted them. But it goes right through his hands. What appeared to be a sure touchdown. And it's incomplete. Fourth down and about 11 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I think if I'm Wiley, I go back to the huddle and pull the little Milli Vanilli and blame it on the rain. Was that Milli Vanilli?
That was definitely Milli Vanilli. I didn't expect a Milli Vanilli reference on our broadcast, but I've come to expect the unexpected when I'm working with you, Brian.
We're full of surprises, Steve. Our listeners are expecting it.
We're under 4 minutes to go in the half, and the Cardinal offense stays on the field at their own at the Grasslake 30-yard line. They need 11 yards for a first down. Back to throw again as Olkowski gets a little pressure, does get the throw away on the slant, and it looked like he had it. He goes to the ground, can't quite reel it in. What a diving stab attempt there by Liam O'Dell. He was definitely airborne and went down a little too hard to hold on. Incomplete, and Grasslake will take over. But a nice throw and near catch there.
Yeah, some good excitement here these last couple plays.
Yeah, this Cardinal offense, you feel like they really feel like they have a rhythm going on right now. And even though they missed both of those, I think both of those players say, man, I got open, though. And Olkowski was finding guys. He looks like he's really comfortable in the backfield right now. And his arm is strong, and he's on point.
I am looking toward Grasslake right here with a little bigger dose of Trent Holden. See if they can't march down the field here in these last 3 minutes.
Farley's got a running back deep. He does hand up. It's not holding, though. The carrier on the play is Shane Holcomb, and he's going to get about 3 yards on the first down carry, get to the 35 for a second down and about 7 yards. 3.5 to go here in the first half. 6-0 lead for the Cardinals. Grasslake, quick offense again, no huddle, handoff, and he's going to get stopped for no gain. Cardinal defense kind of catching a little bit of the rhythm from the defense, or from the offense, excuse me, and making a nice play there. It's going to be third down and 7.
Yeah, Grasslake putting Holcomb back there as a deep back now and not Holden. So,
but now I think you have Holden and Holcomb back there on this play, and Holden goes out on a wheel route. They pass to Holden, and he is going to get stopped for a loss and make it fourth down and 10. The Cardinal offense really fired up here on the sideline, and Grasslake kind of shaking their heads. They haven't scored less than 48 points in any game this year so far, and right now they're scoreless with only 2.5 left to go in this first half.
Yeah, Jordan Birch with a great tackle behind the line. Grasslake's got to be wondering what's going on here right now.
Punter out on the field again, making another appearance for Grasslake. Takes the snap, is good. Kick is up, it's a high one, and that's a nice deep kick. Kicked it over the return man and takes a Grasslake roll inside the 20 to the 18-yard line, and the Cardinals will have a big field to work with here and only 2:17 to go. If you're Michigan Center, though, I think you're pleased to just use up this 2:17. If you get a big play and get able to score, fine, but if you can eat up 2:17, you go to the locker room with a 6-0 lead, and you know you get the football to start the second half.
Yeah, that sure seems like what you would do. Run the ball, keep the clock ticking. Would Grasslake have all 3 timeouts left, though?
I don't believe they've used one yet.
Yeah. You know, and when you're trying to pull an upset, because I mean, this would be a pretty sizable upset if this score stays the same. And I suppose when you're trying to pull something like that, who knows, maybe you just throw conventional wisdom out the window and you go for things. But I would think they'd want to run the ball here.
Okowski will give it off to Roebuck, and he's able to dive off tackle in past the 20 to about the 22 before he's brought down. It's only going to be about three on the play, maybe four. I'll call it three, second down and seven. 2:03 to go here in the first half and the clock running.
I wondered, pinned Michigan Center down, if Coach Cole would contemplate calling the timeout here, trying to get the ball back, but who knows? It looks like both coaching staffs might be just okay to go into the locker room.
Shotgun for Olkowski. He's got four wide receivers. Three of them are to his left. Keegan Bennett is the wide left out, and Wiley here on the right side with one-on-one coverage. Olkowski back to throw. It's a quick out to Odell, and he slips a tackle or two. He's not going to get away, and he's going to maybe get back to the line of scrimmage.
So now at third and seven, Coach Cole does call that first timeout so they can get that ball. Because when you're Grass Lake, you do not need much time on that clock. You quick strike ability.
And now they'll talk it over here on the sideline. Let's keep it here right now on the broadcast. Say thank you to a few of our sponsors. You're an avid golfer. Have you been out to Hills Heart of the Lakes golf course this year yet?
I love Heart of the Lakes.
It's a fabulous course.
Yeah, yeah. Kristen and the crew out there always has friendly service, and the course is always in great shape. Beautiful place to play.
You ever bump into Mike Hill out there?
I've seen Mike out there. In fact, if you want to see a real live touring pro, you go out there just about any day, and Mike will be out there working on the course and getting his hands dirty.
Yeah, and I think he's very proud of how good the condition of the course is. It really is beautiful every time I've been out there. So thanks to Hills Heart of the Lakes Golf Course for being on board for the broadcast this year. The Restore, Habitat for Humanity. It's different every time you go. They're always getting new stuff in and out. You never know what you're going to find. So do yourself a favor and head out to the Habitat for Humanity Restore bi-weekly. I think is probably the only real way to do it and know that you're not going to miss out on something.
All right.
Cardinals back on the field with the third down and about seven. Solkowski rolling out to his right, looking to throw. He's got a man on the out route. It's Carter Wiley. He makes the catch. Looks like he might have first down distance. The spot. We'll see where the ball goes. They do signal first down, and he got out of bounds to stop the clock. I don't know if you're excited about that or not, but if you're Michigan Center, you know you got three plays to work with here and run more with 1:17 to go in the half.
Yeah, well, again, we talked the chess match, and here Coach Cole calls a timeout, thinking maybe we can get the ball back and still score. And Coach Allen is saying, all right, hey, we'll throw it around. We'll go down and try to score.
That was a huge play. A nice deep out route to Wiley. And the way he caught that one so easily, I don't know if it was the rain down to the other end. Maybe just didn't get his hands around. First down for the Cardinals. Two wings, two wideouts for Olkowski. In motion, Sova, and he takes the dive into the line. Good tackling by the Grass Lake defense. Past the 30 to the 31. Sova on that little wing sweep dive kind of comes around. They send those wings in motion, and that gives the defense somebody to watch. And it may be it may go to him. It may just be a distraction. I love the offense that you see from Michigan Center. You see Grass Lake do a lot of stuff like this, too, where you have so many different weapons to have to pay attention to that it's impossible to get them all. And what happens with the good quarterbacks is they often find some of their receivers in man-to-man coverage, and that's when you make those big pass plays. Olkowski out of the shotgun gives to Roebuck. He tries to go around left tackle. He is going to get up to the 35 and keep the clock running, and we'll get it down to 24 seconds here in the half. Third down and five for the Cardinals.
And now at this point, it looks like Coach Cole is just going to save his timeouts, and they will both be ready to go into the buses or the locker rooms or wherever they happen to go.
And time's going to run out on the first half here. 6-0 Michigan Center. If you had asked me, will the score be 6-0 at the half, I would have told you no. But if you had told me it was going to be raining like it is, I might have said maybe. Because you can feel a little bit it's affecting some of the cuts and some of the speed maybe even for some of these players on the field. But I think both head coaches will have some adjustments ready for the second half. And I don't think that we'll I don't think we'll have this kind of... I think we'll have more scores in the second half.
Hey, we wanted a good one, and it's sure shaping up like this is what we're going to get.
Well, and you know, you throw the records out the window a little bit when it's a good rivalry, and this certainly has been a good rivalry, at least for the past several years here in the Rugged Cascades Conference. Let's take a 3-minute break here on the half for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll come back and look back at our first half stats and numbers and set things up for the second half. Again, Michigan Center leads 6-0 right now at Grass Lake on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, halftime brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering, and it's 6-0 here, so there's not a lot of big plays to report. I guess the big run play by Roebuck to set up the touchdown for Michigan Center. We had the missed reception for Carter Wiley we were just talking about in the end zone, but the Cardinals were able to score on the possession, and they lead 6-0 here at the half.
So I guess you could say our biggest play was the play that didn't happen.
Yeah,
because it becomes down with that, and all of a sudden it's, you know, whether it's 12 or 14 nothing or whatever, now you're really looking at something if you're Michigan Center.
Yeah, Cardinals got to feel pretty good about having a 6-0 lead at the half, but I have complete faith that Randy Cole will have a game plan for the second half and, you know, adjust to the field conditions, get the players ready to know what they're supposed to be doing, or even if, you know, his familiar eye has recognized him, 100 things that we didn't see that can be tightened up and improved for this very good Grass Lake team. And truly, the Cardinal defense has been good. The defensive backs have been good. Like you said, they thought that they could play with these Grass Lake receivers, and they were able to in the first half.
Yeah, and Steve, I totally agree. You and I talk sports a lot, and how many times you see maybe a riled up underdog, especially when they've been rivals, and they come out and look good, but then in the second half, the coach and the players kind of, it's a smack in the face and a wake up call, and they say, "All right, you know what? Cardinals have come to play. We gotta play too." So it's going to be a great second half, and very interesting to see what we see from both teams.
Yeah, it's very common to watch, even at the college level, a team, an underdog, come in and be able to hang around for a half. But generally in the second half, you'll see the better team emerge. And, well, you know, underdogs do win sometimes, and it starts out a lot like this some of those times. So having a 6-0 lead at the Cardinals, nothing wrong with that. Matter of fact, they've done a lot to set themselves up to be the upset underdog tonight so far. Other scores that I've got, not many. As last I heard, Western, at last check-in, Western was in a lightning delay, and that is an hour before they have to go an hour without a lightning straight before they can even go to the field again. So they'll be waiting for that still. Score from at the end of one, Addison 16-0 lead over East Jackson. All that I had, Concord canceled tonight. Marshall and Lumen Christi canceled today. They'll play tomorrow at 5, and you'll hear that one on 970 AM, 101.5 FM with the award-winning broadcast team, Greg O'Connor, Tom Rashford. So,
and my normal Friday night college update with Duke up 7-3 on Virginia Tech.
What's the line on that one? You probably don't know the betting line on that game.
Well, I thought I had heard somewhere that Virginia Tech was laying 2.5 points. So if you're a Duke backer or an underbetter, you're happy.
So we're here at the half. Out-of-town scoreboard updates there brought to you by Tri-County Water. Delicious Tri-County Water. I love it. We have it at the radio station. I drink it all the time. It's so crisp. And as I told you last week, and I'll tell you every time, I actually need soft or salt. And I'm going, yeah, you know what? It's time to call Tri-County Water. They'll deliver it. Kyle Klinger told me they'll dump it right into your softener. You don't have to do anything. Hands off entirely. I don't think it gets easier than that.
You've made me a believer.
That was my goal. That was my aim, to get one person to believe. And if it's you, that's just as good. Let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break here on the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll get the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment, and then we'll come back and wrap up the halftime. 6-0 Michigan Center on the road here at Grass Lake on Relay for Life night. They have the lead at the half on K105.3.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here at Grass Lake, wrapping things up. The players are back on the field, getting loose for the second half. And we are just about ready to go. Michigan Center leads Grass Lake right now 6-0. And we'll see what the Warriors talked about at the half. The Cardinals get the football to start the second half here. So they're sitting in the driver's seat. And maybe had a chance to go up two scores with a pass catch by Carter Wiley there in the first half. But they got to feel good about what they did. And hopefully they made a couple of adjustments so that they can stay ahead of the Warriors here in the second half. Meanwhile, I think Grass Lake will most certainly make some halftime adjustments and be ready to come out here and be much more effective offensively. Halftime, of course, brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. Thanks a lot to them for being on board. We do have another out-of-town scoreboard update from Tri-County Water. At the half, Manchester leading Vandercook Lake 49-0. Vandercook Lake was a fun game last week. That was a close game all the way, and here they are now trailing 49-0 at the half, running the clock out, and maybe even glad to do so if it's raining over there like it's raining here. But this is going to be no clock runner here at Grass Lake. It looks like this one's going to the wire, maybe.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Manchester. Early the first couple games didn't seem like maybe the same Manchester that we're used to, but these last couple games they've been putting it on people, and we have them next week. As a matter of fact,
we'll get to see them against this Michigan Center Cardinal squad on our football Frenzy, our first game out at Michigan Center. It's homecoming at Michigan Center, so that'll be fun for me up in the booth. A couple of Michigan Center grads, I hope. If you do hear bias during the broadcast, please forgive us. I went there. You graduated from there, too, but you work there now, so you've kind of got to, like, you got to be careful because you might face some scrutiny back at work.
Yeah, I do have to be careful.
You need to call the principal's office in the morning on Monday.
I'm trying to keep it unbiased, but I might have a Cardinal red shirt on under my WKJ. K105.3 shirt.
Radio polo.
Yeah.
So the Cardinals are back to receive. This will be their first kick return of the game up to this point. And I think Keegan Bennett and Liam O'Dell are the deep men for Michigan Center. As the rain is coming down pretty heavy here right now. 12 minutes on the clock, ready for the second half of football here on K105.3 Football Frenzy. If you qualify for that $1,053 cash giveaway, we have a big finale party going on at the Hunk Club. And I'd love to head over there and have a Wiley potato or just a nice cold tall one. Kick is up on the kickoff, and it's a nice deep kick. It's going to get down to about the 5-yard line where it's fielded by O'Dell, bringing it into the teeth of the return team here for Grass Lake, and it's going to get to the 25. The kick coverage team, rather, for the Warriors will bring them down at the 25, and that's where the Cardinal offense will start and see if they can get back to that momentum that they had seemingly gotten in the first half.
Yeah, I'm always excited to see the first couple minutes of a second half, especially when a game isn't going quite as scripted as we thought it would be. See what coaches do, see how the players react.
Cardinals come out of the huddle. Up to the line. And four wideouts in motion as Silva fakes to him, and it goes up the middle to Roebuck. And he's going to dive for about 2 yards on first down. Second down and 8 for the Cardinals. And Olkowski still at the quarterback. The clock does start here in the second half underway. And running, second down and 8, Cardinals at the 27.
And I think that's a big thing about, like, those Roebuck runs. You know, they're not going to jump off the page, but you get positive yards and keep that clock running. Again, the recipe for an upset.
Four wide for the Cardinals. Back to pass with Silva in the backfield. He throws downfield, and it's one-on-one jump ball, and Bennett comes back to get it. He's got ahead of steam. He's into the second level. It's a foot race up the sideline. Now he cuts back inside, brought down, but a huge gain. Keegan Bennett, Mr. Smooth, at the 20-yard line into Grass Lake territory, and a huge play for the Cardinals.
And if he makes catches like that, we'll go ahead and add on to his Mr. Smooth whole persona.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was a throw that was left short. And the receiver saw it before the defender. He's able to come back and make the catch. And then the defender fell down on the play. So he had a lot of room to run. And he takes it, really flips the field here for the Cardinals inside the 20 in Grass Lake territory. Olkowski with three wideouts ready to go. Olkowski's going to keep it going around the edge. Inside the 15, there's a flag coming down where you would expect it to be a hold. The rain continues to come down just steady and heavy here. You can see the sheen on the rain gear for the Grass Lake coaching staff. And it looks like that's going to go against Michigan Center. It is a holding call. So moving back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And what looked like a nice start to a first down play inside the 20 is going to leave Michigan Center with a first down and long yardage here. About 12 yards.
You know who's been impressive in this rain tonight was the Grass Lake baton twirlers. You know, we had fire batons last week at Vandercook, and now we have Grass Lake baton twirlers, which has to be tough conditions.
And it's hard to do anyway.
Playing through it.
And you have these metal batons. They don't have rubber or like something that's rain resistant. That's got to be slick, but they did it. Didn't drop it once. Impressive. Two backs for Olkowski, three wideouts. And it's a first down at about 22, and he's back to throw. Goes deep to the right sideline. Wiley chasing it down. Off another one that got to his hands. Bounced off and goes off the face mask. Tough catch this time going through the hands of the defender first.
Yeah, this time I'll give Wiley the fact that Josh Sherwood there was there for Grass Lake with good coverage. I think he got a hand on it before it went through his into Wiley's, but that would have been a tough catch.
And to play like that, all it takes is a little redirection and your hands are in the wrong place, and it makes it tough to catch. So 10:04 to go here in the third quarter. 6-0 Michigan Center lead. Second down and just every bit of 22 yards. 24 is what they say here on the scoreboard. Out of the shotgun for Olkowski. Wiley split right again. He's been able to get open in man-to-man coverage. This time they fake. Olkowski's going to keep. Good job to stay home by the Grass Lake defense. Olkowski's going to lose. No, he got about a yard on the carry. But nothing more. And it's going to be third down and very long here for the Cardinals.
It looked like Isaiah Simon, who is our spotlight lineman of the week this week, makes the tackle. Something that you didn't maybe not know about Isaiah is his dream date impressed me. Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that was because we're substantially older than him, you older than me. But, yeah, Jennifer Aniston is kind of right there for me, too, one of my dream dates. So we have that in common, so it's nice to know that about Isaiah. Shotgun for Olkowski, a third and long. Pitches out to Wiley. He's got a little bit of room. He's going to get to the edge and turn it upfield. He's not going to get to the first down marker. He's going to get to about the 20. So maybe close to that original line of scrimmage, but it'll make it fourth down and 10 instead of fourth and 22. So now you have a little more stuff you can do. They're probably not going to kick here. You're looking to get a first down on a fourth and 11.
Yeah, you're Michigan Center right now. Again, you have Wiley with some size, Keegan Bennett, who made some nice catches. I guess you just throw up some jump balls even or some back shoulder type passes and try to get Grass Lake not seeing, but even an interception still pins them back.
And I'm with you. And when they spread it out, when they go with four wide like they're doing right now, they find Wiley and sometimes Bennett in one-on-one coverage. And right now there's no real safety deep on Keegan Bennett's side. Oh, and what a tackle! Sack on the play. Olkowski is blasted. Fumbles the football. It is picked up by the Cardinals, but Olkowski's still down on the field. And we're going to get a flag in after the play, maybe for an excessive celebration, but Gage Lee with an absolute just barreled into the quarterback. He didn't do anything. He had his arms in front of him, and he just kind of put him down. It wasn't a helmet hit, first hit or anything, just surprise, boom.
Yeah, you don't see that kind of tackle very often. It wasn't even a wrap-up tackle. It was just Gage Lee coming just almost like a shove,
just a
forearm shiver.
And Olkowski on the play went down like a proverbial sack of potatoes.
He did go down like a sack of potatoes.
And Grass Lake football after the big defensive play there. They needed a stop after the big Keegan Bennett reception got the Cardinals down inside the Warriors 20. They pushed them all the way back to the 29 here, where Grass Lake will take over first and 10 from their own 29-yard line. Farley on the field at quarterback out of the pistol formation here with Holden behind him. And they fake the give to him, and he's going to keep. Farley gets away from a defender that was in the backfield. He's going to turn it into a 6-yard gain. Potentially a big loss there. The defender entirely fooled by the fake handoff, and Farley takes the carry for about 6 yards, making second down and 4 for Grass Lake.
That was a real heady play by Farley because, again, I don't know that that was part of the play. I think that was a miscommunication. Farley made the best of it.
He comes out with a shotgun again. And three wide receivers split to his right, Holden in the backfield. The give this time does go to Holden, and the Cardinals hit him, but he shrugs off that first tackler. Was going to be stopped for no gain, turns it instead into a 4-yard gain and a first down for the Warriors at the 41-yard line. And now you feel after the defensive stop there at Grass Lake, seizing on a little momentum with their offense, the crowd starting to get a little more into the game for Grass Lake. 8 minutes to go, third quarter. First and 10, and another give to Holden. Dodges a pile. It moves inside the 40 to the 43, brought down by the Cardinal defense. But another positive gain on what could have been stopped for no gain is second down and 9.
Yeah, Scott Taylor in on the tackle. And again, Grass Lake now starting to run the ball a little bit, but you still have that feeling they're maybe just doing that to bait them, and see if they can get back to that passing game.
Farley takes the snap, gives to the running back this time for a big in-out tackle. He gets into the same level. It's a foot race to the end zone. 20, 10, 5. Touchdown, Grass Lake Warriors. Weston Quietek takes the handoff to the house. Call it 60 yards, 57. No one's gonna worry about the exact yardage when you just put 6 on the board on a huge run play. Great block downfield by the wide receivers, too, to spring him for that last 30 yards.
Yeah, I was trying to catch the number of that receiver who made a great block.
Grass Lake on the board. We're tied at 6 apiece with 7:19 to go. Fantastic run on the play there by Weston Quietek. Grass Lake sends the place kicker out, and they'll look to take the first lead of the game, their first lead of the game, 7-6 with the extra point try.
Here we go. Big kick here in the rain.
He lines it up. Brett Sherwood. Snap's going to be important. Gets it. The hold is down and good. The kick is up. Looks good from here. Officials agree. 7-6 Grass Lake on a huge play. Take the lead. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. Come back with a kickoff on
K105.3. We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 7-6 Grass Lake takes their first lead on a... I think I had it at about 58 yards for Quietek to the house. And just a blast right through between the guard and tackle up the left sideline and sprung downfield by a really nice block to get him the rest of the way into the end zone. And Grass Lake, the offense, and the nothing but runs on that.
Yeah, yeah. Like we said, we're going to see a dose of that as it's raining, and then you'll never be surprised for some kind of play action here by Grass Lake.
So the Cardinals line up to return the kick here. Brett Sherwood will put a leg into it. Keegan Bennett deep along with Liam O'Dell.
I'm impressed with Sherwood's leg, both punting, kicking, that extra point. It was good by, would have been good from 40.
He'll approach the football. Kick is up, nice high end over end. It's going to get down to about the 10-yard line, fielded by Odell. Takes it up middle of the field. He's hit on his feet and then bowled over by the rest of the Warriors, and he's going to get to about the 25 where the Cardinals will take over. About where they started on their last possession. Able to get some big plays and get down in deep in Grass Lake territory, but couldn't take it to the house, and that's obviously the big part.
Now you're even just seeing a difference in body language. I'm seeing the Grass Lake players high-fiving and jumping around a little bit. You've seen some of the Michigan Center players looking a little more stoic. So I think Center, this is a big drive, a big possession for them.
After the big hit on the last possession, Olkowski is back out there at quarterback, apparently doing fine. Must have passed the concussion protocol. He's got two wideouts, two wings. He's rolling out left, throwing across his body, dropping it off for Roebuck, who switches directions and makes a tackler miss. And he's going to get about 9 yards on that first down play. Nice little drop off in the flat to Roebuck. And he does, even though, like I said, he's the feature back there. He's the guy as the halfback, I guess, but he's done a lot of things that fullbacks tend to do well. Catch a little drop off out in the flat and you know, take those tough runs and get tough yardage up the middle. Nice player for Michigan Center is Roebuck.
He was obviously a key in their game planning against Grass Lake, and so far for Michigan Center, it's been working out.
Roebuck in the shotgun formation here behind Olkowski as they come to the line, second and short. Olkowski takes, gives to Roebuck again. He's got the first down distance. Rumbles forward inside the 40, out to about the 42 before he's dropped. And that's one of those that felt like if he breaks another tackle, he could have gone quite a bit further. Good job to be sure handed tacklers for the Grass Lake defense. Move the chains, and they'll spot that right on the 42.
When I said a fire hydrant with legs, I meant that with the most love possible. He's just a strong kid with not a ton of height to him, but just a strong-looking man that's turning those legs.
Low center of gravity. Got that kind of a Jerome Bettis kind of build where he's got the good feet like Bettis, too. Pitch out goes to Cole Sova on the jet sweep, and he's got into the second level. He's going to get down inside the 50, back into Grass Lake territory. The Michigan Center offense getting a little momentum back. It's about 9 yards on first down. So make it second and about one again. And if you can get 9 yards on the ground on your first down play, you got to be happy with that.
Yeah, Evan Stuckey and Shane Holcomb had to both come in to tackle Sova after that great 9-yard carry.
Again, our Tri-County Water out-of-town scoreboard not quite as active as normal tonight, as Northwest has rescheduled until 5 p.m. on Saturday as well due to weather and the increased triple E concern in the area. In motion is one of the wings they give to Roebuck, and he's going to be close to the marker. The spot's going to be important here, but at minimum, it's third down and very short. And they really do spot that. I don't like that spot, but it's about the same as their previous play, third down and about a yard.
So, Steve, what do you think Michigan Center does here if they do happen to come up short right at midfield here?
I think they try again.
Stay aggressive and keep going for it, yeah?
As we said, you know, now they need to score, but number one, you want to keep the Grass Lake offense on the sideline or out there trying to tackle your guys. Third down and short. Olkowski, Roebuck is behind him. Odell to his right, Sova to his left. Roebuck takes it, and the defense for Grass Lake's in the backfield. They meet him right after the exchange, and he's going to lose about a yard on the play, make it fourth down and 2 yards.
That was our man, Isaiah Simon, in there. And you know, that's the problem when you're Michigan Center. It looks like Grass Lake's line is just a little heftier, a little more beef to them. And that was for sure a run play going to happen. Grass Lake has the advantage knowing that.
Give us another one of your factoids about Isaiah Simon.
Isaiah, he said if he was a superhero, he'd think he'd be the Hulk. He can bench 270. That's Hulk-like.
It is to me. And we get movement by the Michigan Center offensive line. False start for the Cardinals. Move it back 5 yards. So from 4th and 2, you go to 4th and 7. And it looks like they'll send the kick team out maybe. We do see a personnel turnover. And yeah, Olkowski's going to go to the bench. So the Cardinal kick team and Carter Wiley out there. And great job by the Grass Lake defense to stay strong. They've shown that they can make those stands in short yardage down at the goal line on the other end. The Cardinals had to resort to some trickery to get to the end zone. In this case, they didn't use any. And a false start penalty is going to force them to punt. Kick is away, and a nice boot by Wiley. He's going to get down inside the 20, fielded there by Grass Lake. And he's got a little bit of space to run. Blast through the line. He's up to the sideline, and he skips past the defender. Sova goes to the ground. He's still on his feet. He's going to take it to the house, ladies and gentlemen. 10-5, touchdown. And a big play on special teams by the Warriors. Winston Higgins, an 80-yard punt return for a touchdown. And the Grass Lake Warriors have definitely seized momentum in this one and make it 13-6 after a huge play. I was keeping an eye out, and I don't see a flag anywhere on the turf here at Grass Lake High School. Just an extra 6 points on the scoreboard where there used to be seven.
Yeah, that was, you're right. We looked for a flag on there for some kind of illegal block, but that was all done by Winston Higgins' legs. He didn't even need a block.
Extra point attempt coming for Sherwood. Snap is there. The hold is down. Kick is up. It looks good from here. The officials agree, and just like that, 14 unanswered to start the third quarter, and Grass Lake leads 14-6. Let's take a 30-second break and get a kickoff when we come back on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Michigan Center offense has had some stuff working for them so far, but Grass Lake's defense has kept them off the scoreboard here in the second half. Meanwhile, the Grass Lake offense and special teams getting the job done here. 14 unanswered in the third quarter with 2:58 to go. It's 14-6. Grass Lake leads. Michigan Center's got time, but they need to take what's been a couple of decent drives. They need to be able to follow through and get it the rest of the way into the end zone.
It's funny how little plays lead to big plays. I mean, that Winston Higgins 80-yard punt return is going to be in the paper, but it was that false start that made the Cardinals have to punt that kind of led to that.
And the kick is up, and it's a deep one. Look at the leg. Down to the five, where it's fielded by Liam O'Dell, and he is met by the coverage team, and he's only going to get to about the 12. And Grass Lake's crowd, the team up here in the booth, everybody's feeling excited about this Grass Lake team right now.
Yeah, again, it's the momentum shift. You can just feel it.
2:51 left here in the third quarter, and Grass Lake sends their defense up to try and stop this Cardinal attack one more time.
You almost get the feeling if Michigan Center doesn't at least put together a good drive here, Grass Lake is ready to, you know, do what good teams do and make you pay for mistakes and empty possessions.
Olkowski takes a snap, looking to throw on first down, looking left. Saw it. He had plenty of time. And he overthrows Wiley. I think Wiley on the crossing route. It was too short for downfield Keegan Bennett. So in between a couple receivers there, incomplete second down and 10 for the Cardinals. At their own, they do have it at about the 17-yard line.
Was that another obscure reference, or was that, too short? More the throw than the rapper?
Yeah. Okay. I wasn't.
Thought we were just going to be citing musical references today.
It's
kind
station.
Of been the theme.
Sure. In motion, Kolsova. Olkowski fakes to him, outrunning, and he'll get it away to, it looks like, Roebuck making the catch, and he'll get a couple yards. Third down and about 8 for Michigan Center. 2:35 to go here in the third quarter. 14-6, Grass Lake leads after the 80-yard punt return for a touchdown by Winston Higgins. The Cardinals looking to answer. They went into the half with a 6-0 lead, but a 14-0 scoreless run here for Grass Lake has put them in the driver's seat. Thanks again to some of our sponsorship crew. I'll say thank you to Your Premier Properties, Brembo, Double Chiropractic. Cardinals back out with a 3rd-and-7. Good spot on the previous play for Roebuck. Rolling out to his right, looking to pass downfield. And And Wiley out ahead of everyone makes the catch and goes to the ground. He's back into Grass Lake territory. He wanted a flag on the play, but he still got himself open. And first and 10 for the Cardinals at the 39-yard line.
Yeah, this time Wiley manages to hang on, and it's a huge play for Michigan Center.
Well, they'll put on 38, but still big play for Michigan Center as Wiley goes to the ground and pulls that one in. He had it was a two-on-one coverage, but you can see him out there, even with those Grass Lake DBs nearby. He's got 6 inches on both of them, it kind of looks like.
Yeah, Woolery, what's that? Nick Woolery. It's escaping me for a second, but yeah, giving up a few inches to Wiley.
Last 90 seconds of the quarter, snap is Owakowski. He's going to give it to Roebuck, and he's going to go nowhere on first down. Slew of Warriors there, including your new buddy and Jennifer Aniston's future boyfriend, Isaiah Simon.
Well, Isaiah knows he has to be disciplined. He told me a story that in camp he might have said a word that he wasn't supposed to say, and he found himself on the bad end of a 45-minute run. So discipline is key, Steve.
Discipline is key, and that defense has been able to stay in and keep their lanes filled when the time comes for the Cardinal run game, which has had a couple of big runs, but overall really has been kind of held tight. But the Cardinals have kind of dedicated to it because they have to make them respect it so that they can go for those big pass plays like they just had to Wiley. Looking to his left, Olkowski into the flat for Sobon. He's open. Breaks a tackle. No, good job in the open field to pull him down. He's going to be stopped about 3 yards shy of that first down marker, but a nice play on second down for the Cardinals. Make it 3rd and 3.
Yeah, Shane Holcomb had no Warrior teammates out there, so if it wasn't him making the tackle, Silva was going to be running for a while. So great tackle by Holcomb.
Really nice play by the Cardinals to find an open Cole Silva by himself out there, and a good pass by Olkowski. Time's going to run out on our third quarter here. 14-6, Grass Lake leads. 12 minutes to play. Let's take a 1 minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, little house of pain in the stadium here at Grass Lake.
Kind of stealing a page out of the Wisconsin playbook. Little fourth quarter, house of pain, jump around, getting people going. Got me pumped up.
Yeah, and you were already pumped, so to even take it up further is as a feat. With four wideouts for Olkowski and 3rd down and 3, the Cardinals on the Warriors 35. Rolling out, Olkowski gets it a pass away and knocked away. Could have been picked off, and if he picks it up, there's a chance to go the distance. Let's give it to Evan Stuckey on the near interception. 4th down and 3 for the Cardinals.
Yeah, that's one of those good play, bad plays. It's like good coverage, good play, but boy, hang on to the ball, Evan. You might be looking at 6.
Say he's a linebacker, lineman. And that, you know, maybe just doesn't have the hands. It looked like he was straight up just trying to knock it down. That was his whole goal on the play there. But Evan Stuckey, nice 6-foot junior, 205 here for Grass Lake, another nice player to look forward to next year on this team. But right now it's a big play for the Cardinals with 4th and 3. Olkowski out of the shotgun, 3 wide receivers to his right. Keegan Bennett to his left will get a whistle and a timeout from the Cardinal offense. They want to talk it over. Last time they took a timeout was before the touchdown. Talked it over, and they were able to come up with a pretty nice play. We'll see what Troy Allen can draw up. We'll take a 1 minute break in the meantime on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
On 4th and short, back to pass, and Olkowski finds a man past the chains and get a first down for Michigan Center, and a nice play drawn up by Troy Allen during the break and sets him up for a nice about 6-yard gain and 1st and 10 at the 29-yard line.
I know early in the fourth quarter, people might think, well, you don't want to waste timeouts in a 1-score game. You might need those, but I'll tell you what, with that 4th and 4, you need to make sure that you're all on the same page and you need a big play, and they got that from Olkowski to Odell there.
This possession feels big right now, too, for Michigan Center in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Olkowski on first down, looking at one-on-one coverage with Bennett, tipped at the line of scrimmage, and it goes up over Bennett's head and incomplete. Bennett had one-on-one coverage, and Olkowski's done a good job of finding the guy who's got that man-to-man coverage and, you know, giving an advantage to his receiver. Second down and 10 for the Cardinals with 11:13 to go. Again, our fourth quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. And the Trojans, last out-of-town scoreboard update, were well behind against an Addison team that looks like they're going to give Grass like everything they can handle if these two teams are competing for the Cascades Conference title. They got to get past Michigan Center first, and the Cardinals are driving here. Second down and 10. Olkowski fakes the give. Keeps goes end around. Quarterback keep. Read option, and he's going to get about 7 on the play. Make it third down and about 3 for the Cardinals. A nice job by Olkowski. And like we said, he doesn't look blazing speed out there because he's long and lanky, but he's a long strider, and he gets his yardage smart running.
Yes. It is funny, you watch him, you think, oh, what is Olkowski doing running around out there? But next thing you know, he picked up 6-7 yards.
And what I like about it is they have not overdone it. They've used it thriftily, but when they've used it, it's been effective. QB keep on that one, and it's third down. They're going to make it actually about 5 for the Cardinals on that opposite sideline. Olkowski in the shotgun in motion. Cole Silva fakes to him, rolling left. Passes into the flat for Roebuck, and he's got it inside the 20. And it looks like if the spot's good, they move the chains. I'll wait for a signal, but it looks good to me. They're going to bring him out to measure. No, they're going to signal first down. Nice job by Roebuck, and that's that little play that they like to do, or that he makes that little fullback kind of crossing route. Nice soft touch by Olkowski to get it to Roebuck, and he brought it in and got them to move the chains again into the red zone here for the Cardinals with 10:02 to go in this game. 14-6, they trail, but a chance to make it tight here.
And if you're Michigan Center at this point, you have 4 plays every time to get a first down. You're not going to kick. You're not going to punt. Down this, obviously, looking to punch it in the end zone. So
first and 10. Back to pass. Olkowski on the sideline. One-on-one there for Bennett. Jump ball. And Bennett jumped up for it but couldn't reel it in. Nice coverage over there. Just bounced off the hands and incomplete. That was a good play call. And Keegan Bennett had a shot at it. Just missed it with 9:35 to go here in our fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. The Cardinals with a second down and 10 from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, we've talked about it before. If you have Bennett and you have Wiley, you're Coach Allen, you take your chances with those 50-50 balls. But that time, Carson Canning for Grass Lake was up to the task. Knocked it away from Bennett.
Tri-County out-of-town scoreboard update at halftime. Jackson High trails Chelsea 6-0. Olkowski out of the shotgun. Silva in motion. They give to him on the off tackle. He had a good hole. They closed it quickly, but he is going to get close to the 10, so it's going to bring up third down. And depending on the spot, that's not the spot that I saw, but a third down and 5 here for the Cardinals.
Well, Steve, you can't let your Michigan Center bias come out.
You think
on
that's
that.
What it was?
No, I agree. I thought he made it one more yard. But
with the wet field, perhaps he's down and sliding for that last couple yards. Anyway, 3rd and 5 for the Cardinals at the 14 3/4 yard line. In Grass Lake territory, 8:57 to go. Cardinals continuing. Converted a third down and a fourth down on this drive already. They'll try again here for a third. In motion, Silva. They fake to him. Looking to pass is Olkowski. Rolling right. Now he's going to keep it. He had the sticks, and he kind of shied away. Brian, if he goes straight forward, he's got the first down. Instead, he goes to the sideline. Still takes a big hit and doesn't get the first down.
It was almost like he sensed a couple of those Grass Lake tacklers
they were
coming
down.
In. Bearing down, and he kind of decided to go for the sideline instead of tucking it up and running for the first.
So fourth down, and let's call it 2. 8:09 to go. And this is a huge opportunity for the Cardinals and a huge chance for the Grass-like defense to once again keep the Cardinals out of the end zone here in the second half. Cardinals have been down in this range a couple of different times already, make it their third trip down deep in Grass-like territory in this half. And we'll get a timeout once again from the Michigan Center sideline. On fourth down, it's a big play. This feels like a big play. You might save those timeouts for later, but if you're not in the game at that point, what do they matter?
Right, and the way Grass Lake's kind of been running up and down the field lately, this just feels like a must-score situation for Michigan Center.
30-second break, and we'll come back with the fourth down play on K105.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Well, Brian Haynes, 7:45 to go here in the fourth quarter of our game. Brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Cascades Conference foes, Grass Lake, and Michigan Center. With a 14-6 game here, the Cardinals trailing, but with the football inside the Grass Lake 15-yard line, a fourth down and two play. They'll go with a big formation here. Three backs for Olkowski. Now they shift. Wiley is the deep back, and we'll get a timeout now from the Warriors to talk about it.
Yeah, with fourth and short here, the playbook is totally open for if you're Michigan Center. They did come with the heavy backfield, but who knows? I almost feel like that was setting them up for some other play because Grass Lake has been up to the task for any of those up the middle runs that Michigan Center's tried.
Our game brought to you tonight by many, many fine sponsors. Thanks to XCEL Staffing. XCELstaffing.com. So it's XCEL, but it's XCEL Staffing. Jobs all over the place. Right out here in Grass Lake, I bet you they can find you something. XCEL Staffing. Stone's One Stop Auto Shop. County National Bank. Summit Orthodontics. Dr. B and the crew over there providing all those t-shirts all year at the pregame tailgate. And also doing a great job with my daughter's braces.
Okay.
She's due to get those off pretty soon. So they're in the final stages. But it's been, I can't believe the efficiency that that office runs with. You got an appointment at a certain time, that's when your appointment happens. They do that. It's minimal wait time. I'm not saying that to be unsolicited. Really, I can't believe how efficient the office is over there at Summit Orthodontics.
You're trying to get free braces.
Wait, you mean I'm covering my mouth now because you're saying I need braces? Fourth down on the field. Different look here from the Cardinals. Spread it out. Back to pass. It's up in the air to the end zone. One-on-one. Bennett trying to make the one-handed catch. The defender had his arm. There is a flag out. He had to catch it one-handed because it looked like the defender was grabbing his left arm. Is pass interference going to be the call?
I think it is. And the crazy thing, there was an official looking right at him. Bennett looked at the official. The official kind of shook his head. No, like that's not. But a flag coming clear from the middle.
Yeah. And it did look like Keegan Bennett would have tried to use two hands if he could have, but he just couldn't get the other one up. And it does go against Grass Lake, and it's going to be a first and goal right now for the Cardinals. And they'll spot the football at the 6-yard line. Half the distance to the goal line. Penalty there. Fresh set of downs, and Cardinals are going to get four tries at the end zone from there. 7:39 to go. It's 14-6. Grass Lake holding on to an 8-point lead. Cardinals will look to score, and they'll need a 2-point try here if they hope to tie it up. Spread them out again. Olkowski, Bennett split wide left. This time they give to Roebuck. It looks like no. Olkowski keeps. And that was the wrong decision. He's going to get stopped, and he's going to lose about 3 on the play. Push it back out to the 10. Roebuck was the right play.
Yeah, the Warrior defensive line is just kind of taking command of this in the second half, and any run play that Michigan Center's trying, Grass Lake's meeting them before they even can get a yard of momentum.
Cardinals will talk it over here. They still got 3 more tries. Second down and goal from the 10. With about 7:01 ticking off our clock. Clock running here in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. As we move toward 9 o'clock here in K105.3. Three wideouts Robuck's the deep back. Back to Pasulkowski looking to one-on-one. He throws to the corner for Wiley. Jump ball. And incomplete. Looked like the throw went a little deeper than you want to over there. But again, Wiley had a one-on-one and against almost everybody in the Grass Lake defensive backfield, I'd give Wiley the advantage on a jump ball.
Yeah, Olkowski put that one up quite high. He even gave time for Josh Sherwood to get over there, too, kind of help out.
So third down and goal from the 10. The Cardinals with two more tries. Feels really huge right now with 6:41 to go. If the Grass Lake defense can keep the Cardinals out of the end zone, they'll look to eat up some clock or score again and really put this away. The Cardinals not done yet. Bennett split deep left here. Wide left, I should say. Wiley to the right. It's Roebuck in the backfield. Soba is the wing, and your slot receiver looks to be Odell. Back to pass. He goes to the corner of the end zone again. This time it is Odell. He caught it! Touchdown, Cardinals! Odell out of the slot on an out route, and a beautiful throw for Olkowski. And the Cardinals score and make it 14-12. Nice play by the Cardinals. You give them that many tries. The penalty, really the big play down here in Grass Lake territory, and give the Cardinals a fresh set of downs.
Well, whatever Michigan Center's best two-point play is we're getting ready to see it. The one they've been practicing in the offseason, one when they said we need to have it, this is the one.
6:35 still feels like a lot of time in this game with how quickly the Grass Lake offense has been able to go out. Or if you go out and you get a couple of incomplete passes and stop that clock, the Cardinals could get some more time. But you feel like you really, really do need a play here. You really need this two-point conversion, 14-12. Olkowski is under center. Takes the snap. They trick snap it to Odell. He's running, he's going to the end zone, he's got the pylon, what's the call? He got it! The Troy Allen creativity machine, Olkowski's walking around like he's counting his linemen, walks away and they snap it to Leo Modell in the backfield. He sweeps it to the right and just gets it inside the pylon and the official right there to make the call. We're tied at 14, ladies and gentlemen, with 6:35 to go. 30-second break and the Grass Lake Warriors will try again on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
And the Warriors back to receive here, tied up at 14 with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. And looks like we got Carson Canning and Shane Holcomb deep to return for Grass Lake.
We're probably going to see that squib again, though.
That's kind of a high kick liner, and it's going to get down bouncing, caught at the 10, running up to the right side, and through the line, it's Higgins, and he's got another special team opportunity. Foot race up to the sideline. He's at the 30, the 20, turns it inside, 10. Winston Higgins is your hero for the Grass Lake Warriors. 90-yard kick return touchdown for Winston Higgins, and the Grass Lake Warriors answer immediately.
Oh, my goodness.
Unbelievable turn of events.
Boy, after that last punt return by Higgins, you would think, man, that's the last thing we want to do is put the ball in his hands with some running room. But sure enough, he got the ball, and again, didn't even really seem to need much of a hole or blockers, just kind of did it all on himself.
He did get a couple of blocks right there at the initial point, and then once he split through that hole, he was off to the races and just zigzagged the field, and as the extra point goes through, just as Michigan Center added some dramatics with the tie, the kick return touchdown by Winston Higgins puts the Grass Lake Warriors back in front by 7. We'll take another 30-second break and have another kickoff here on K105.3.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Boy, Brian Haynes live at Grass Lake High School tonight. The Warriors, after a 90-yard kick return for a touchdown, Winston Higgins, they take a lead back 21-14. Cardinals just felt like so much effort to tie the game, and then they just couldn't get the kick coverage to stop Winston Higgins.
It's kind of been that way the whole game, too. The Cardinals seem like they're churning it out and driving, where here Grass Lake has a 60-yard touchdown, an 80-yard touchdown, a 90-yard touchdown.
The second half has belonged to Grass Lake momentum-wise. Cardinals finally get into the end zone there, only to have the Warriors seize the momentum right back. Let's see if the Cardinals can answer with some big play offense of their own, or here on special teams even, as Keegan Bennett and Liam O'Dell are back to return. Sherwood approaches, the kick is up, it's a liner, fielded at the 20 by O'Dell. He gets into the line, now tries to squirt left, gets through the line, had a moment of daylight, but that's closed off quickly, gets past the 30 to the 31. Inside the hash marks on the return, and the Warriors coverage team makes the stop, and Cardinals will start this drive at their own 31.
Well, here's where you hope, if you're Michigan Center, you have some of your senior leaders step up and say, hey, guys, we're all right. We're still just down a score. You know, that seems like a big play, and everyone's jumping around, but you're still just down 7, and you have 6 minutes and 14 seconds, so plenty of time. Clock's not even a factor yet.
Cardinals come up to the line with, looks like, 3 wide receivers. The wing is Cole Silva, and the running back is Roebuck. Okowski will take the snap, rolling out right, looking to pass downfield. And he goes to the sideline, and it's caught there by Carter Wiley. Was he in bounds? Back judge is going to say he was bobbling it. It's a little dispute. Will someone override the other? We'll wait to see. They're going to make it incomplete. Says the chain gang, it almost already made their way back down to the new site of the first down. They'll have to move back, and the Cardinals will be 2nd and 10. Call it an incomplete pass.
Yeah, back judge either calling for the bobble or practicing air juggling, but I think that was the bobble sign.
Out of those two choices, the bobble sign makes it more logical. I wish it was practice juggling. That'd been more fun. Invisible juggling is tough.
See, I've never dropped one.
Yeah.
Well, I've been invisible juggling.
Right. I'm perfect at that, too. And I can do as many balls as you want. Like, there's no limit. Can't get people to pay to watch it, though. 3 wide for Okowski. In motion is O'Dell. Back to pass, though. Again, looking to the left side, and it's Roebuck. Picked up! Nearly picked off! He floated it over to Roebuck, and Grass Lake with the near interception. Nick Woolery right there just comes off the hands. Incomplete, 3rd and 10 for the Cardinals. 6:01 left here in our fourth quarter. Our fourth quarter sponsor, East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Steve Dorjeff punches the whole crew over there.
Joel Cook. Joel Cook thrives as well.
He
over
does.
East Jackson.
Trojan Nation.
Oh, yeah. Ray Hill. It's a thriving staff.
Out of the huddle, Michigan Center. Another huge play. They felt like big plays here for the last, 6 minutes or so in Michigan Center. Okowski back to pass again on 3rd down. He's got time. He gets the throw away. And O'Dell, nice coverage by the Grass Lake Warrior defender over there. And an incomplete pass intended for O'Dell up the sideline. Gage Lee, it looks like, on the defense.
Yeah, Gage Lee. You know, the center receivers have gotten by the Grass Lake defenders a couple times by a step, but not that time. Gage Lee was right there with O'Dell.
So it makes a 4th down and 10 from the 31-yard line. That's a punting situation. Wiley coming in. You got to kick it away. Keep it away from Winston Higgins. And they do kick it over to the right side. It bounces and dies at the 38-yard line. 1st down and 10 for the Warriors with a 7-point advantage and 5:46 to kill. The Warriors lead this one. They'll go and huddle it up here before the offense heads out onto the field, because the Grass Lake Warriors do not huddle once they get to the line of scrimmage.
That punt kind of looked like a Steve Boyle sand wedge, just hit and just stopped.
It even came back a little bit. Hey, shout out to the Michigan Center cheerleaders. A very good cheerleading squad over there. Courtney Collins, Kayla Fleming, Emily Heim, Acacia Huey, Alexia Hyatt, Caitlin Jones, Madison Lasky, Charlie Lacrone, Taylor Martin, Stephanie Masters, Sahara Pond, Molly Pressler, Helen Pulver, Jordan Richardson, Laurel Salmon, Ellie Tree Fry, Shauna Vesper, Abby Visser, and Kylie Wilt. Is that required? Cheerleading required course at Michigan Center? There's the Michigan Center defense making a big play when they needed to on the first down handoff. They stop him for a loss. He's going to lose about four on the play.
Good stick there by big Tommy Masters.
Runner on the play, Weston Quietek, second down, and they don't put it back as deep as it looked. They'll give him a two-yard loss on the play, second down and 12. And we'll mention the Grass Lake cheerleaders. There's not as many, but there's still a lot. When we get an opportunity out of the shotgun for Farley, and he hands off, and looked like his knees kind of went out from under him on the attempted cut. Shane Holcomb, the carrier on the play. Grass Lake girls, sideline cheerleaders, Kaylin Couchard, Sydney George, Rosa Houghton, Samantha Coles, Caitlin Magos, Bianca Malosh, Isabella Murray, Katrina Nickel, Jordan Pine, Haley Sherwood, Joelia Reynolds, Haley Rice, coached by Destiny Williams. And I see Tree Fry over there coaching for the Michigan Center girls again. I feel like she was part of that staff back when I went to school.
Yeah, she's got a juggernaut over there of cheerleading.
She looks the same age as she did back then, too. Shotgun snap for Farley, third down and long. He's got time to throw. He gets it away and overthrew his receiver, incomplete. And fourth down, and the Cardinal defense stands up when they need to. They'll get their football back for their offense with 4.5 left to go here in the fourth quarter.
Michigan Center getting the stop, three and out. Whoever makes the least amount of mistakes here.
21-14, 7-point advantage for the Warriors here at home. Relay for Life night, and of course they're all sporting jerseys with somebody who has either survived or was lost to cancer, and it's a nice moment for Randy Cole wearing the Coach Joe Bechtel jersey, well respected out here in Grass Lake by just about everyone. And the punt goes out of bounds on that opposite sideline from us near the 35. And that's probably, the official walks up to the 37. 38. Generally, when that goes out at the sideline, the officials pick one of the 5-yard markers. So it'd be somewhere between the 35 and 40, they would go one or the other. Instead, they go right to the 38. Nice job by the staff, Tim Hoffman and his crew.
And the officials have done a great job tonight. You know, in other previous games we've done, we've mentioned officials, different calls. We haven't hardly said a thing about these officials making questionable calls.
And the couple times we did, though, pass interference here in the corner where we thought the one official missed it, the other guy got it. And same over here with the bobbled catch by Wiley. One guy called it a catch, the other one said it was incomplete, and they talked it out, and this staff has been very good.
Yeah, doing a tough job and working together well.
In the rain, mind you. Wilkowski has a shotgun. He's got three to his left. He hands off to Roebuck on first down. Still on his feet. He barrels through the line. He's going to get about 6 yards, depending on where the mark goes. He moves it back. So about 5 yards. Second down and make it four. Second down is 6 yards on this one from the Michigan Center 42.
Yeah, the 5'9 senior Gage Lee sticking his nose in there again. He's been all over the field today.
And when you've got, your star sideline, one of your best defensive players, Cameron Darrell, sideline, Gage Lee stepped up in a big way tonight for Grass Lake. Wilkowski out of the shotgun here, second and 6. Three receivers to his right. That's where he's looking, and he goes downfield. Step for Keegan Bennett. Up and jump ball this time. For a moment, it went through the defender's hands, and Bennett had a shot at it, but ultimately incomplete, and a third down and 6.
And Josh Sherwood, Gage Lee, all those defensive backs for Grass Lake getting their workouts in. A lot of go patterns from Michigan Center. A lot of jump balls, 50-50 balls, and boy, the second half, Grass Lake's done a great job defending those.
So the Cardinals will come out with third down, about 6 yards to get. Oh, Gronkowski's out of the shotgun. Three receivers to his left this time, and now we'll get a timeout from the Grass Lake sideline. 3:31 to go in this one. 21-14, Grass Lake leads. Timeout. We'll take a break as well. 30 seconds, and we'll be back on K105.3.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, grooving to the rejoined bed. 3:31 to go in this game. Fourth quarter brought to you by East Jackson Community Schools. Takes a Collins Brothers floor covering for our halftime coverage and Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning for our first quarter coverage. Stay tuned following this game for our post game. We'll get you the player of the game announcement and set things up for our next broadcast. But this one's not over yet with 3:31 to go. Cardinals trail by one score. It is, however, a third and six play. Olkowski back to pass. And they set up a screen. It goes to Odell. And it looked like he caught it with a weird angle. What he needed to do was go to his right, and that's where the lane was. He tried to turn it left, ran into a Grass-like defender, and now he's struggling to walk off the field.
Yeah.
So fourth down is six, and he'll hobble his way off quickly. But they'll lose Liam Odell likely for one play at least.
And again, Gage Lee and Nick Woolery, names we've been calling all night, were there to stop Odell.
Fourth down, and at this point you don't think about punting. You're pretty much four downs here.
Yeah, you know, center had to use a couple of those timeouts earlier in the quarter. And this is where they're going to need some time, but they have no choice now.
Stop him here!
Fourth and six. Back to pass, Solkowski. And he's got the throw. It's deep. One-on-one. Wiley missed it. Able to get some space. No flags anywhere to be found. Incomplete, and the Cardinals turn it over, so the defense has a chance maybe here with 2:31 to go. But they, what do they have? One timeout?
Yeah, one timeout. Yeah, I mean, we're looking at, for sure, even just one first down, it'll be victory formation.
21-14. Wiley had a shot at it and just couldn't come up with the football.
Well, if you're Michigan Center now, I guess you're trying to just paw at the ball, make some kind of fumble happen. You obviously have to sell out for a run.
Farley with two backs, and he gives to Holden on first down. Holden turns it up, tackle. He gets about five on the play, goes down. Clock started, 21-14.
Yeah, I would think now if Michigan Center holds them to a yard or two, I would look to see Coach Allen call that third and final timeout.
And then you got to hope they have to pass to try and get that first down, or maybe they just start the clock up. A lot's got to go right for the Cardinals.
Here we go.
With under 2 minutes now. And they give to Holden. And he's going to get stopped. No, he breaks the tackle. If he moves the chains, here he does it. That first down seals the Cardinals' fate. And it looked like they had him stopped. He slipped the tackle, passed the chains. First and 10 for the Warriors. The clock stops to move the chains, but we are, the ball's set and we're ready to go.
Grass Lake. Another Grass Lake run where, as you mentioned before, not super shifty, but just enough to squeeze through the little hole and get that first down that he needed that's going to end the game as the clock's down to 1:24 now. I think they have to even run a play. So
1:17 to go here. And it's ticking away, and the gives to Holden again. Slams through the line, and he's going to get another first down, and the Warriors continue to push forward here when they needed to the most. And with 1:07 to go, they'll stop it momentarily to move the chains, but the Warriors maybe have this, in the bag. Under a minute in the fourth quarter for East Jackson Community Schools, our sponsor, the Warriors, looking to maybe make this a W and stay unbeaten in the Cascades Conference against the Michigan Center team that gave them everything they could handle tonight.
Looks like he's going.
Okay, now are they finally going to kneel?
There's your kneeling situation, and they do take a knee. And under 30 seconds. And Michigan Center, they do call the timeout, and Coach Allen's going to come out onto the field with his kids. 28 seconds as the clock stops. We'll keep it here on the broadcast. Again, stay tuned for the postgame. We'll tell you who our player of the game will be, and we'll set things up for our next broadcast. It sounds like it's going to be another fun one. Thank you to some of our sponsors, including the Hunt Club, the site for the big postseason event to find out who wins the $1,053 for our Fall into Cash promotion.
Well, I plan on being there.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see that.
Okay, you're not eligible to win, you know that, though.
No, but I'm going to hang out with whoever does.
Shout out to Joe DeBow, just made his way into the press box here, the president of the village here in Grass Lake. Great place to call home, he says. Spider calls Grass Lake home and has for a long time, my dad. They take the kneel, and that should wrap it up for us here from Grass Lake. 21-14. Your final score, the Warriors trailing 6-0 at the half. And they held the Cardinals to 8 points while they scored 21. And it is a win for Grass Lake as time ticks off the clock. Let's go ahead and take a two-minute break here on the postgame, and we'll come back, get you your numbers, tell you who the player of the game is, and set things up for our next broadcast. Again, our final from Grass Lake High School tonight, 21-14 on K105.3.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Brian Haynes in the press box here at Grass Lake High School, where the Warriors, with a come-from-behind victory, 21 points we mentioned in the pregame, Brian, they hadn't scored less than 48 points in any game up to this point, so the Cardinals can take a little pride in that. And they were very close to a win tonight, but now the Cardinals fall to 1-4 on the season, 1-3 in the Cascades Conference, and just a surprising year for Michigan Center. But still time to make it good. They'll have a game on Friday against Manchester. It's not going to be an easy one.
Yeah, big homecoming game, and they're going to have to somehow put this one behind them because this is emotionally draining. I mean, here you, again, we talk about the rivalry, and Michigan Center did come in as a fairly sizable underdog and went toe-to-toe with them for a long time. So it's one of those, like you said, you can take some pride, but it still hurts. So,
and it's not, this isn't a game that you went out and it, you know, we've had so much good weather in every game so far, save for maybe the Lightning game over at Napoleon, but you go through all that effort in the rain and the slop, it's a little chilly. It's a contest where they're hitting each other a ton. So, yeah, physically, emotionally draining tonight for Michigan Center. So they'll have their work cut out to get back into playing shape and to a point where they feel ready to go for that homecoming game against Manchester. And like we've talked about homecoming, what it feels like a little bit. So on one hand, you may be a little extra energized because homecoming's going to be your biggest audience of the year. But maybe there's a little nervousness attached to that too, and I think Coach Allen will have them ready to go. Kudos to Coach Allen tonight for creativity, at least in the playbook, on a two-point conversion and a goal line play. Really impressive play calling for the Cardinals. And really, the play calling was never the issue. It was just whether or not they were going to catch the pass tonight.
Yeah, I'll tell you, we did see two. First of all, we saw a good high school football game.
Yeah.
And we saw two really good coaching staffs matching wits. And Coach Allen had a couple of surprise plays and trick plays that definitely I'm sure Grass Lake didn't know was in his pocket. And then on the other side, we had Grass Lake who, at the half, you know, made even a mental adjustment of just the players came out with a different look to them. So two good staffs, two solid teams with a really good high school football game tonight. Entertaining for sure.
Grass Lake showed their big playability in the second half. Moved to 5-0 on the year now. 4-0 here in the Cascades Conference and in the driver's seat for that conference championship. They hold their own destiny. They'll just have to, if they win out, they win it all. And they're going to have some tough matches. There's no question about that. But at 5-0 and ready to head to Napoleon where they'll be favorites next Friday. Grass Lake looking good for the year. And as we mentioned, getting some love in the rankings statewide.
They'll obviously have targets on their back, as will Winston Higgins after this. He'll have a little target of don't kick the ball to that guy.
You'll be trying to play keep away from him, no doubt. Let's take another 3-minute break here on the post game, and we'll come back and we'll tell you who our player of the game will be, and we'll set things up for our next broadcast on Friday. Again, our final from Grass Lake, the Warriors 21, the Cardinals of Michigan Center 14 at K105.3.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Well, Brian Haynes, the postgame here, Warriors 21-14 winners over Michigan Center tonight, and the player of the game, if you were listening to the broadcast, it's no question. Well, if you were listening to the broadcast early, it was a question because we had him incorrectly on the roster. Travis Fernenberg and Winston Higgins had switched jerseys, so number 7, Winston Higgins, definitely our player of the game tonight. What do we have him for? An 60-yard punt return?
80-yard
punt return and a 90-yard kick return. That were the two huge plays that got Grass Lake. They get the punt return to get the lead. Michigan Center drives long, sustained drive. Get in the end zone. They get the two-point conversion to tie it. And then the very next play, the kickoff, Higgins goes 90 yards and just steals the heart right from Michigan Center with that big run play. And as you said, it wasn't super blocking. I mean, there was good blocking, obviously. You don't get anything done without that. But Higgins just used his legs. He was a speedy demon out there and shifty. And on the kick return, he started over on our side of the field, and he ended up all the way on the other side. He used the entire playing surface to get into the end zone on that one, and just an impressive game for Winston Higgins tonight.
Yeah, you don't average 48 a game without explosive playmakers like that, getting some points in a hurry, and that's exactly what Higgins did tonight.
Yeah, he just impressive. The whole way. He's our player of the game for sure, but we'll give an honorable mention to Quitek with a 60-yard touchdown catch and run. And overall, just the Grass Lake offense in the second half. The offense itself was what they needed to be. It was the special teams that really took them over the top. The defense was good for Grass Lake most of the way. Of course, Michigan Center only ends up with 14, but Cardinals, a lot to be proud of again in this game. They played hard and they played well, and they lost to a team that was just better than them tonight in the second half, and it was special teams was the difference. And we were talking during the break that the first couple kickoffs from Michigan Center were squib as could be. They were willing to give up yardage to not kick it to those grass-like return players, and then in the second half we saw why.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah, you know, because we made a comment that, you know, Grass Lake was going to start at the 40 and that was going to be difficult for Michigan Center, but in hindsight, maybe that's starting at the 40 wouldn't have been bad.
They would have taken that every chance they get. Winston Higgins, our player of the game tonight for the Grass Lake Warriors here in the Football Frenzy. One more break here on the postgame. We'll come back and talk about our game next week and a little bit about the Football Frenzy overall and how you can win $1,053. We'll be right back on K105.3.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, postgame here as the Grass Lake Warriors with the 21-14 win over the Michigan Center Cardinals tonight. Our player of the game, Winston Higgins from Grass Lake, with two huge special teams return plays for touchdowns. Really, the two biggest plays that got Grass Lake what it took to get the win. Grass Lake plays next Friday at Napoleon, and Michigan Center's at home against Manchester. Homecoming for the Cardinals, and that's where we'll be next week for the Football Frenzy. If you want to win $1,053, you got to get signed up at our pregame tailgate. When we do that from 6 to 7 at every game we broadcast. So if you're out at Michigan Center on Friday, stop by and sign up for a chance to get qualified for $1,053. We gave away a $50 Claybons gift card tonight at the tailgate, and somebody's going to get a delicious meal. $50 of Claybons. I can see you could eat that for 2-3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, you bet. You bet you could. And I tell you what, you know we're going to have a good game because we're on a roll right now, Steve. Wherever we show up, good game.
Yeah. I was talking with Greg O'Connor about our game. We had Vander Cook Lake and it was Napoleon.
Napoleon, yeah.
I know I was flaking on that, and we were looking at it and going, you know, they're not going to, they're not playing for a conference championship this year. Both teams are because, well, Napoleon might be that. They've squeaked by in a couple of close games, but when we looked at some of the scores around the area, I said, you know, we had a really good game. And he goes, yeah, best game of the night was your guys' broadcast, and who would have guessed it? We've been fortunate to have a lot of pretty good games.
Yeah, I would be shocked if there was a game tonight in Jackson better than the one we saw.
That's true. Matter of fact, from our out-of-town scoreboard for Tri-County Water, we heard that there weren't any other games that were really this close.
Yep, and I look forward to a good one next week, too. Manchester has Ty Horkey as their quarterback. I think he's a three-year starter, good athlete. And again, Michigan Center is going to have to figure out a way to regroup and come back next week in front of a big old homecoming crowd and put on a show for the fans. So
I think what's really great about watching those two teams play, Manchester and Michigan Center, is it really is a clash of styles. It's an old school, you know, running power football game in Manchester versus this spread out, quirky, you know, open, fully open Michigan Center offense. Really is a clash of styles, and it's fun to watch them play each other.
It's kind of like us as a broadcasting duo. You know, we have you, kind of the Hall of Famer professional, and then me, just some jackwagon making random comments.
Just over here trying to riff on some jokes, working on your material for open mic night.
Yeah.
I appreciate you coming along with me, Brian. I appreciate everybody for listening tonight on K105.3. We'll wrap it up from the K105.3 Football Frenzy. For Mike Reed back in the studio, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for tuning in to tonight's Football Frenzy Game of the Week on K105.3. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, County National Bank, Columbia School District, Summit Orthodontics, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Public Schools, Northwest Community Schools, Able Heating and Cooling, The Hunt Club, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, Hills Heart of the Lake Golf Course, Your Premier Properties, Meckley's Flavor Fruit Farms, Brembo, Andy's Pizza, The Restore, Double Chiropractic, Trips Auto Shop and Trip Ceramic Pro, East Jackson Community Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, Double Chiropractic, and Midwest Vehicle Group. We now return to regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.